about. This is your wake-up call, man. I am an FBI agent.
If you don't mind, I will begin at the beginning.
It's a new day. Let's get going.
1, 2, 3.
Bad boy.
4, 5, 6.
B.I.G.
Is that so? He doesn't. Are you a regular duck fan? You watch all the time, him?
Kevin, lay out the sauce, man.
Hey guys, I just found the most amazing thing online. It's about a 2-minute clip of Megan Fox. She's completely naked, reclining on a couch, and she's f***ing herself. Yeah, just download that puppy, put her on loop, and enjoy. The website address is www.
Everything's better with Megan Fox in it, right?
And now.
Oh, and hey, Mike, my butt, still hungry, bro.
Oh!
Our feature presentation.
Yeah, I don't really want to know about the hunger of your butt, if you don't mind.
I think Mike was flattered, though. To me, it's a compliment.
I'm sure Mike was. Mike loves that.
Hey, Kevin Amin t-shirt up for grabs. You've always wanted one. You know it. You can give us a call right now for Kevin Amin's What to Do Nephew. A couple lines open for you at 1-800-520-1067. That is the toll-free number. If you can hear the show, you can be on the show. Toll-free number works from anywhere you happen to be listening. This is one of the greatest things I've ever seen.
And now the death report.
We need some kind of an intro.
Now Bean talks of death.
Now people die.
Has there been any death since we had that discussion, by the way?
No, but there will be again.
I hope so. I mean, I love death. Don't get me wrong. Death's awesome.
Right.
But you guys are under the impression that it's always death, and it's not. Lots of times it's stories like this one. It's one of the greatest stories I've seen all year long. The headline on the article, by the way, is, "You stuck my flash drive in your vagina." Okay,
all
that's
right.
The headline.
God. All right.
This is a Philadelphia Craigslist ad, and this is for reals, okay?
It's one of those personal ones, you mean? They're not trying to sell anything, but they're leaving a message for someone?
Right, exactly. If you are reading this, you know who you are. I don't think this is a fad sweeping the city, so this one's for you. We met at Mill Creek Tavern. You said you were from Lancaster. You were beautiful. You liked me. It was perfect. But then... We went back to my apartment. We watched The Breakfast Club. You'd never seen it before. We then ended up in my bed as planned, and we had sex as planned. You looked beautiful, half covered in my sheets when I left to use the bathroom. When I came back, here's what I saw. You standing naked at my computer, not typing, but grabbing a flash drive. You popped out the flash drive. You looked at it, and then you squatted. You see where this is going?
Well, I think I do.
I am speechless. You proceeded to get dressed, said you had to go home, and left. The number you gave me doesn't work. I am confused. I would like to see you again, but I'd also like to see my flash drive again. Your name is Rebecca. You have long blonde hair. Please get in touch. I am a very understanding person. She stole his flash drive
just to have one, you mean? Do you think?
I guess. I mean, it's weird. If this were random and she met this guy... As it makes it sound like, unless she knew who he was and it was intentional because he has some job that has sensitive information and she's a spy. I mean, my imagination is just going wild trying to figure out what this real deal could be on this story.
Because it sounds like really for something like that to happen, you have to go search for that. It doesn't just – you don't leave your drives laying around the house.
And by the way, can't you just put it in your pocket, put it in your purse?
Yeah.
Do you really have to hide it like that?
That's
I wonder.
A great question.
Isn't that awesome, though?
Huh.
I mean, if she was as hot as he describes, you know, blonde and beautiful and whatnot.
She wasn't, by the way.
If she was, though, let her have the flash drive. You know, it's a pretty good trade as far
as
I'm concerned.
And then – oh, never mind. I can't say that.
I wish I could say that. Well, anyway.
Yeah.
I was amazed by that one, so I'll keep you posted. I'll let you know if there's an update on that.
And then she died. All right, type
no.
your
– what? No, nobody died.
Type your phone calls, 1-800-520-1067 is the number.
We're sorry. You must first dial a 0 or a 1.
What it do, what it do, what it do.
What it do, nephew.
So, what it do.
What it do, nephew.
As we said, the hard-to-get Kevin Amin t-shirt is what we're going to give you if you give us a call right now. I don't even think I have a Kevin Amin t-shirt anymore, by the way.
I don't.
And I know
either.
I haven't seen one. I don't know if there's been a new design or if these are left over from the, you know, the 60s when we started or what, but I haven't seen them.
I don't think we have any phone calls. I'm not sure the phones are working again. We might have to rebuild part two.
Well, we got people calling, but for whatever reason, they're on. All right, so we'll get to that in a second. Psycho Mike, by the way, is seething. We're going to be talking about it in a few minutes.
Why? What's wrong?
His feelings were actually hurt yesterday.
By Jezebel.com.
Ah.
Did you follow that drama on the email as it unfolded, Kevin?
I didn't follow it as it unfolded, but I went to the site, you know, and checked it out. Yeah. Gave it a quick overview. I think they were right.
How dare you? I mean, certainly.
Explain what happened for people who don't know.
Yesterday, right before I was going to do the Showbiz beat to fill in for Ralph, we were talking off the air about Christina Hendricks from Mad Men, who is on the cover of the current issue of Esquire. She is chosen as one of the sexiest women on the planet.
She is smoking
and
hot.
And she is. And I said on the air, and both on and off the air, one of the most beautiful women on the planet, big cans, love it. But in my opinion, she could stand to lose a couple.
Right.
Couple people agree with me.
Now what?
A lot of people disagreed with
what
me.
What does a couple mean?
Honestly, 5 to 10.
Really? Okay.
Here's how I look at it. Do you remember when Beyonce first hit in Destiny's Child in 99-2000?
Right.
Super hot. Super hot. One of the most beautiful women I'd ever seen. But 10 to 15 pounds heavier than she is in, like, say, the Single Ladies video.
Right.
In the Single Ladies video, in my opinion, still curvaceous, but looks better. She looks better. And that's kind of like what I was going with Christina Hendricks.
Right.
Well, there's a women's interest website called Jezebel.com, and they did not take to that. They just slaughtered me.
Because you're body snarking, as they say.
And that's what they call it. That's bizarre.
I think here's why I was so hurt by it, and we'll discuss it more when we do the break on it. But I've been very open about my own body image issues.
Right.
So I don't want the picture to be painted like I'm the situation, some buff guy who walks around with his shirt off pointing fingers at everybody saying that they have to meet my standards. Because that's not at all what I wanted to do.
Seems like that you.
It was just like me saying I prefer blondes to brunettes. That's all it was. It was a personal opinion. And if you don't agree with me, I fully understand. But it doesn't – I'm not a giant misogynist that wants all women to be Heidi Montag with their ribs poking through their chest.
Yeah,
that's all.
I think you do. I think they're right.
All right.
Well, we've extended an invitation to Miss Jezebel, whoever she is, to come on and discuss that and maybe put a finer point on it. But the way the article was written, I agree, really took what Mike said on the air and blew it up into this guy's an a-hole who hates all women and
should
die.
Yeah.
There's no question they put their own spin on it. That's
what most special groups do, is they try to take something out of context and then they try to prove how horrible you are.
You know, RuPaul was the guest on Loveline last night, the other show that I happened to be on here at the flagship station K-Rock. And he actually broke it down for me and made me feel a lot better, because he's like, look, Lord knows, me in my position, I've been a victim of these websites.
Right.
And it's their job to get noticed. Not to be
whether it's
correct,
true or not,
or not
or
to
fair.
Be fair or not to care about people's feelings. It's their job to get noticed. There's thousands and thousands and thousands of these kind of blog-based websites.
Right.
And if they can't get noticed by being middle of the road, they got to go on these extreme kind of takes.
But makes sense.
But isn't that interesting, because one of Jezebel's takes on the story yesterday from your mouth, Mike, was that you were just trying to be crazy and outrageous, you know, like a wacky morning zoo type player. But that's not the read I got on your comments at all yesterday. You were saying, in your personal opinion, she looks great now. She would look even better if she lost 5 or 10 pounds.
And that's exactly what I said. I think at one point either you or Kevin said, so you're saying Christina Hendricks is fat. And I was like, no, of course not.
Right,
I'm saying is that I think she could stand to lose. And then in that Esquire article, she goes on to say, sure, I would love to be 10 pounds lighter.
Okay.
She herself says it.
Right.
And that's all I was saying. I apologize if I offended anyone, especially Christina Hendricks herself, but that's not my intention. I was just saying my personal preference. That's all.
But you know, but you also add that you don't really care what fat chicks think, right?
Well, yeah.
Can I give you some constructive criticism?
Sure.
Yeah. Don't talk about women's weight ever, 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 ever.
Kevin,
ever.
You know.
Listen to me. Look. Ever.
You're right. No, ever. You're right. There's the age and the weight thing.
Hold it. Ever.
You're right. I mean, there's two kind of hot button topics that you go with, age and weight, that you never touch. And
ever.
I knew I was getting into dangerous territory.
Ever. 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 All right. All right. Let's take a call. Do we have time now? Nick. Hello, Nick.
Hello.
Hello.
Hello, Kevin and me. What to do?
What's going on?
You tell us, man.
Nothing much. Just kind of pissed off of the 7-Eleven ATM machines.
7-Eleven ATM. Why?
Yeah, here I go, and I try to pull out my rent. I put in my PIN number, and then the money spits out, and then it sucks in 40 more bucks.
What?
What do you mean it sucks it in?
It didn't spit on my money. So then the 7-Eleven guy, I can hardly understand, and then he calls me, says, hey, why don't you call the bank? So I said, okay. Well, my bank says they need to, it's a battle between the machines. So
a battle between the machines.
Well, yeah. Look, it's very unusual that something like that happens, obviously, that it takes in money while it's letting out money. But what'll happen is at a certain time, whatever time their cutoff of the day is, 5 o'clock or whatever, they'll count it up and they'll see that they have $40 too much and they'll give you your money, I imagine. That doesn't help you pay your rent today, though, unfortunately.
No, it doesn't.
I'm sorry, dude. Wow. Obviously, nothing we can do. It sounds like a fluke. machines aren't perfect.
Yeah, take away my money.
Good luck with that apartment, honey.
Good luck. But you know what? You can sell that Kevin Bean t-shirt and then you'll only be down $39.50.
See, because it's worth 50 cents. Thank you for the call. Hold on. Let's talk about today's Kevin and Bean show, shall we?
I cannot believe this! Ah! More! More f***ing pain! More pain!
That's basically it, yes. There is a pot-friendly hotel in Southern California. Pot-friendly.
Okay.
They'd like you to know if you have a medical marijuana card, you're welcome. Probably even if you don't, you're welcome. I don't know. But we'll get into that. That seems like it's a good trend, right? We were going to try and get an update on the Armenian comedian. I'm not sure what's happening with that now because it seems like he couldn't talk. He said, talk to my lawyer. And
yeah,
then,
what's that about? I want to hear from Alex what the deal was there.
Yeah, we'll ask her a little bit later. But then he said, talk to our lawyer, and the lawyer doesn't have a phone. I don't know what's going on. I can't figure it out.
He did go to court, though, and something happened, right? There was movement on his case of his threats to blow up the radio station.
I believe so, yes.
Okay.
Maybe like a week ago. So that's why we were saying, you know, it's time to talk to him now. But he will not do it. I think
that's
he's been told legally he cannot do that.
Meaning he has to stay away from us as part of his punishment because we were his intended victim?
Do
you think that's what's going on here?
I don't know, I guess.
Okay.
There's a gay softball league. And there's an uproar because bisexual guys want to play, bisexuals. And the gay softball league says, not gay. You're bi, so no. So the bisexual guys are suing. And that, to me, seems
You need to be on that jury.
Well, how would you rule just based on the information that we have, Bean?
I don't know. I mean, that's why it's such an interesting question to me, because how gay do you have to be? I mean, look, if some guy is gay, but once a year he gets drunk and has sex with a female friend, he's still gay, right?
I don't know.
That's why it's a tough call. I don't know. And that's why these guys were brought in front of a panel and had to answer lots of questions about their sexual preferences to decide if they were gay enough or not.
I think if you're running a gay softball league, by its very definition, you should be able to, you know, restrict it to gay people.
I know, but you got a guy who's standing there who could have had sex with 30 guys in the last year.
Right.
That's gay enough for me to let him play.
All right. I hear you. I can see that. But I think they're looking for all gay.
Yeah, apparently so.
We also have Danny Way in.
Yeah.
Skateboarding superstar. He's done so many jump the Great Wall of China with a broken ankle live on TV. He's got a new video game out. It's tough to keep up with all the skateboarding video games. They're all over the place. Los Angeles King Matt Green on the program today.
How was the game last night?
It was great right until the third period. That was great.
I never heard the final.
The Kings were ahead 3-2 going into the third. And then it ended up, 6-4. Or four goals scored by the
Ouch.
Edge. Yeah, that didn't go as well as we had hoped.
You sound like maybe you were doing some yelling.
I was, yes, sorry. And also, Dr. Drew will be on the program today. So we do that every Thursday. That's coming up. Your chance also to qualify for a trip to spend a week in Europe with Muse. That's coming up as well. We will come back with the Showbiz Beat next on the Kevin and Bean. 106.7 K-Rock is K-R-O-Q, and it is 5:52.
And
we are going to send you to Europe to see Muse, which is a pretty cool prize, by the way. Keep listening for your chance to win. September 23rd, they play the Honda Center, or September 25th, they play Staples Center. And then you're qualified. You get those tickets, you're qualified to go to Europe and spend a week with the band, which seems pretty cool. It is 5:53.
You're listening to the Kevin and Bean Show on what is promising to be a very long Thursday. Kevin, you're not allowed to go out at night anymore.
I know. Sorry.
Seriously, you gotta start taking care of yourself.
Wrong.
Dude, you
wrong.
Sound like death.
Wrong. He's awesome.
Dude, you sound like death. You sound like you're not going to make it to the end of the show.
I always sound like that, first of all. And second of all, it's Kings playoffs.
I understand.
What do you want me to do?
Watch it at home.
I'm not going to throw off the team because I'm unwilling to go and give my part, you know?
Oh, I see. They need you. That's what's that's the secret to their success.
Correct.
At this point. Okay, and you were there last night, and they won by how much?
Time for the showbiz beat.
I'm so happy to see how unhappy Kate Gosselin is. She, of course, was John and Kate plus eight, and she just annoys everybody. I don't know how she has any fans at all because she's a supremely unlikable person, and she had this opportunity to go on Dancing with the Stars and kind of rehabilitate her image. And she's been nothing but just a sourpuss. She just complains. They always show these videos of her rehearsing, and she always wants to quit. She throws tantrums, and she's just a miserable person.
She's
all right?
A bad person. I mean, it's most of the time it's a gray area. You know, you got some good, you got some. She just seems like a bad person.
She does. She's a miserable, unhappy bitch is what she is. And that's why I'm so delighted to hear that she is as unhappy with her as we are.
Oh, good.
A friend, quote-unquote, told In Touch Weekly that Kate has hit the bottom of the barrel since being voted off Dancing with the Stars. She's lonely. She's unhappy. She doesn't know who she can trust. She's got no contenders in the love department. All of which
what
is everything she deserves.
Yeah.
This wasn't handed to her. She earned this.
She worked hard for it, too. It wasn't just a lack of effort. I mean, she really, really put in the effort, and she earned it, and congratulations to her for getting it.
Exactly.
All right, so 7-Eleven, which Bean loves.
I do.
Someone explain that.
Except for their ATMs.
7-Eleven is coming out with his own beer.
Look, as a 7-Eleven connoisseur, I can tell you that they have increasingly been moving in the direction of manufacturing their own products. They have – there must be 50 7-Eleven made items in there now. You know, you used to go in there and buy cookies, for instance, by somebody else. Now they make their own cookies. Of course, they farm it out. Somebody else makes them for them. But there's more money in it for them to sell their own brands rather than to sell some other brand.
Right. But I'm saying if you want beer – are you stopping at 7-Eleven? Is that where you're going for that?
That's where many people go. That's
for,
one of the
for beer. The big, I mean, for the 7-Eleven beer is what I mean.
Well, I don't think we know yet. I don't think we know what that tastes like yet. But they've got a real brewery that's making it, right?
I can tell you what it tastes like. Bad. Because
how do you know that? They're just
putting
it's
7-Eleven.
But they're just putting their name on a brewery's beer. It could be good.
Well, and here's the thing. Kind of like 7-Eleven coffee. It could be a very good product, but you also get a lower price because they cut out the middleman. It's their own product.
That's the point.
So if you can save a buck or two on a six-pack, even though you may not find it to be the best beer in the world,
right.
I think a lot of people will opt for it.
After the first one, they're all fine anyway? Is that what you're saying? Just drink one.
I mean, if you're on a budget and you're drinking St. Ides or something like that already, why not opt for the 7-Eleven beer, you know? But if you're going to be hoity-toity about it.
I would say reserve judgment till you taste it, because it is being made by a real brewery. It's not being made by a poo in the back room, all right?
I wish it was. Then I would be very excited about it.
I didn't watch it last night, but Idol Gives Back, the annual telethon, basically, that American Idol puts on, which has raised hundreds of millions of dollars for various worthwhile causes, was on last night. Queen Latifah was on the show, kind of hosting the talent portion. And this is weird. I wish I'd known about this. I would have liked to have seen it. An all-star version of Stairway to Heaven was also performed on the program last night. I don't know who did what, but listen to the cast on Stairway to Heaven on last night's Idol. Elton John, the Black Eyed Peas, Alicia Keys, and Mary J. Blige all singing
wow.
Stairway to Heaven. They raised over $15 million, by the way, for Feeding America, Malaria No More, and the Children's Health Fund. Now, Mary J. lately has been talking a lot about how much she loves Led Zeppelin. In fact, aside from last night's Idol Gives Back, she has also recorded her own version of Stairway to Heaven as a bonus track on the re-release of her new album. And for folks who wondered what an R&B singer doing Led Zeppelin sounds like, here's a little bit of Mary doing Stairway to Heaven with Randy Jackson, the judge from American Idol, playing bass on it, Steve Vai, one of the all-time great session guitarists, Orianthe, Kevin, she's that cute little blonde who played guitar on the Michael Jackson tour.
She was like
super talented.
A midget. Yeah, but the most talented guitar player I've ever seen, it looked like.
And I'm not familiar with his work, but they found a drummer named Tevis Beaker, I think is what...
It's Travis, Travis Barker.
Oh, Travis Barker,
yeah.
That's the guy. All right, here we go. Mary J. Blige doing Stairway to Heaven, if you want to hear what this sounds like.
If there's a rustle in your head, well, don't be alarmed now. It's just a spring clean for the May Queen. Yes, there are two paths you can go by, but in the long run,
song that was out in, I think, 1973 sounds right to me. It has never dipped in popularity. It's still a classic. It's still a song. It seems like almost everyone knows and loves, and now it's getting breathed some new life into it here in 2010.
I'm not a huge fan of hers, but that's a good cover. I mean, she has the voice to do that kind of song.
Yeah.
Which is, you know, not everybody has that. I lost the story I wanted to do. I'm sorry.
That's all right. We can do celebrity birthdays, and then we'll come back with Rico Rodriguez, who is Manny from the hit show Modern Family.
Oh, I got it. Real quick, Bean. I'm sorry. Just real quick. Iron Man star Robert Downey Jr. could be cast as the next Wizard of Oz. Wizard of Oz. They're doing a prequel. He might be the new Wizard of Oz, which I think is fascinating.
He's a great actor. I don't think there's a role he couldn't play, honestly. If the script is good, I'm in. Today's celebrity birthdays, one of the all-time greats. Is he back courtside at the Laker playoffs this year? Mike, have you seen Jack Nicholson?
Of course. Not a game goes by where I don't see him. He's always sitting next to Lou Adler as well. I don't know how close of friends they are, but not a game goes by where you see him miss.
He doesn't act much anymore. Jack Nicholson movies are now few and far between, but he is 73 today and one of the all-time great actors ever. Director John Waters turns 64. Singer Peter Frampton. You may not know the name, but he had the best-selling live album of all time. Frampton Comes Alive. He turns 60 today. Actor Ryan Stiles from The Drew Carey Show is 51 today. Actor Jeffrey Dean Morgan, 44. Sherry Shepherd from The View is 43. And just for you, Mike, Shavo Odagian from System of a Down.
Glendale!
36. Actress Amber Heard is 24, and that is the Ralph Showbiz. This is the Kevin and Bean Show on a Thursday. We have often talked on this program, and you have often told us that sometimes listening to the Kevin and Bean Show ruins you for regular conversation with regular people. For instance, we're at the point now, thanks to our friend Victor Fuentes, the great 911 call, we're at the point now where we can't just hear somebody say hello anymore. Because now, when we hear the word hello, all we can think is Victor from the 911 call saying,
hello!
I mean, that's all we can do is, hello! No longer can somebody, when you say, hey, how many burritos do you want? And the person says a couple. We can't hear that anymore because now all we hear in our heads is
couple.
I mean, he's ruined the English language for us, right?
Those of you that are not aware of this, dude, this is a 911 call.
Fire department operator 75, what's the address, please?
1612-1. Hello? Hello?
I'm here. What's the address? I'm waiting for you to tell me.
1612-1 Harris.
Is it a house, apartment, or business?
It's a house.
What's
in Compton.
What's wrong right now?
I don't know. I just want them to take the ambulance, take me to the hospital, and that's it.
How old are you?
I'm 19, homeboy.
19 years old. You're a male?
I'm a male, motherfucker. Of course.
What happened to you?
I fell down. I want them to take my head or my finger because I'm kind of cut. And
you fell off of what?
What?
What'd you fall off of?
Stairs. Yeah. Hey, too much information, man.
You've been drinking it all tonight?
What?
Have you been drinking it all tonight?
A couple.
So you got that. You got that thing going on. One of the best 911 calls of all time.
I love him so much. And by the way, we have tried to track him down, and I know that there isn't what seems like an address in Compton on the tape. It has not worked out for us. And then we've heard reports that the guy was a joke. He wasn't real. Then we heard he wasn't actually in Compton, California. He was in Compton, Texas. So we kind of hit a dead end in finding the Victor Fuentes on the tape. But in a way, that's almost better because it makes him more magical because we can imagine what he is instead of meeting some douchebag.
Yeah. This dude, too, that is remixing it now, Dave, tell us how you got a hold of him. Mike Realm.
Well, Mike Realm does this video remixes of YouTube videos, like hit YouTube videos on smoosh.com. And he asked, you know, hey, what video should I remix next? So on Twitter, I hit him up and was like, yo, you need to remix this video. And I sent him the link and he hit me back. He's like, sure thing. You know, I had all the K-Rock listeners or all my followers.
Now, there's no video to this particular call. It's just audio.
Yeah, really. I mean, it's just pictures on the YouTube video. But the audio is so awesome that I had him remix it. And you know what? He did. And he's awesome for doing it. And he sent it to me. And we got it last night.
We're going to start putting up clips on the website for you to remix. Because a lot of people are pretty good at remixing.
Yeah, a lot of people are good. But, I mean, he's one of the best.
He is.
And so he sent it. And it is... It's amazing.
This is the remix of Victor Fuentes.
Fire department operator 75, what's the address, please?
All right.
What's your name?
Victor Fuentes.
All right. What's wrong right now? What's wrong right now?
all that virus. Just come like quiet. You don't ever bring all that virus. Just come like quiet. You don't ever bring all that virus. Just come like quiet. Hello.
I'm here.
Hello.
I'm here.
Hello. Check my head. Hello.
I'm here.
Hello.
I'm here.
Hello. Check my head.
What's your name? What's your name?
Victor Fuentes.
All right. What's your name? What's your name?
Victor Fuentes.
All right. You've been drinking it all night. You've been drinking it all night.
You've
been drinking it all night.
Right, homie.
Quick call. Oh, he's not on hold. Put Mario on hold. There you go. All right.
That's the remix.
Yeah, it sure is, Dewan. You're right about that.
Mario, hi.
Hi, good morning, Kevin and Bean, Lisa May, Ralph. I hope you're doing all right.
You know Victor Fuentes?
Yeah, what happened was is that I worked for a collection agency. We heard this email going around before you played it on your show.
Right.
So we decided to look him up and see if this is a real person, if it's not a fluke. One of our skip tracers, we looked him up. And we find out that he's doing some prison time at the moment.
Oh, let him out.
We try calling the house to see why he's in prison. The dad won't answer any question. The dad is like, no, aquí no vive.
Did the dad say hello?
It would have been funny, but no, one of our coworkers tried to call him back and say, hello. Because you guys were asking him right now if...
we're trying to track him down.
What I could do is hopefully I don't get fired for it, but I'll try to get the address for you again and just email it to one of you guys.
All right, good enough.
At the website.
Good enough.
All right, we appreciate it, man. Thanks for looking out for us, all right?
All right, thanks for your guys. I love you guys' show in the morning. It's the best. It makes me drive happier to work.
Thank you, Mario. Thank you.
You're awesome. We appreciate it, dude. Thanks.
All right, pot-friendly hotels. Coming up next on The Kevin and Bean.
This is The Kevin and Bean Show. A couple of skaters on the program today. One whose name you know, Danny Way, kind of made a nice living for himself skating. And another one you may not know, Mark Green, who is skating hockey for the Los Angeles Kings. They're in the playoffs right now, so we'll talk to him. And our friend Dr. Drew comes up like he does every Thursday, all straight ahead right here on The Kevin and Bean Show. Now, though, here's what I love. I love that we're getting closer and closer every single day to at least a chance to vote in California and soon in other states around the country on whether marijuana is going to be legal. It's become the mainstream now. You never would have seen a story like this a couple of years ago.
Yeah.
But they're talking about making a hotel, a pot-friendly hotel, making it maybe even perhaps a destination for people who are interested in pot-related things.
We went to Amsterdam, and every hotel there, of course, is a pot hotel. And when you walk in the front door... The smell is so strong that if you didn't like pot, you would turn around and walk away immediately.
But think of all the money it saves you. You don't ever have to buy.
Right.
He doesn't walk from hotel to hotel. You'll be fine.
Walk to hallways. That's all you need.
This is a hotel in the Koreatown section of Los Angeles. It was once known as the as Hotel Normandy, but as of this week on 420, it became the Normandy Hotel. So I think you can tell they're making crazy changes over there.
And it's pot friendly. It's pot-friendly. How about
that? It's a pot-tell, they say.
It's a pot-tell. So we decided we would try and get a hold of them. Our producer, Alex, has lined up the pot hotel, Hotel Normandy. And I believe we have manager, front desk. Who do we have on the phone?
Hello.
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 What's up, dog? This is, Rudy. And I'm the manager here at Hotel Normandy, dog. What you need?
This is Rudy Cisneros, our friend from the Kevin and Bean Show.
Ah, what's up, kid? Hey, what are you calling for?
Well, Rudy, first of all, we had no idea that you had yet another job. It doesn't seem like they last very long with you.
Nah, man, like I don't seem to have what they call it, retention.
Right, exactly. And secondly, there aren't a lot of details in the article beyond the fact that it's a pot-friendly hotel that has, kind of reopened this week with that theme. But we don't really know what's involved. We don't know whether you sell or you buy or you have parties or you rent a room or what do you do there at the hotel?
Like, basically, fool, it's like a hotel, but, like, it's different. You know what I'm saying? Like,
Yeah, but
it's, like, friendly.
Can you be more specific than that?
Yeah.
if you have a card, like one of them marijuana cards,
right?
Like, this is your spot because you can just come and like smoke weed and hang out and like the vending machines here,
right?
They just sell like Funyuns and like Visine and Listerine because like your eyes get all bonkers and red and like for like you know like hotels they'll have like a health spa.
Right,
right.
We don't got that, but, like, we have a sauna. I mean, this is, like, a bunch of vatos taking bong loads, and they breathe on you.
I like it.
That sounds kind of low rent, but
yeah.
All right.
Yeah, we got to work on that. But we don't have no gym yet, but, like, we have a hacky sack room. Kick hacky sacks and stuff. And, like, we don't really have, like, lots of furniture up in your room because, like, we blew all the money on beanbag chairs and Xboxes.
I see.
Which is pretty fly, though. I mean, that's really all you need when you're all danked out, eh? You know what I'm saying?
Sure.
But,
sure,
like, yeah. I feel like we really, like, blew the bank on our room service, fool.
On the room service, yeah.
Oh, it's like we got all these, like, specials and all these different, like good foods and stuff that
like
you
want
to be eating. Like, let's say you wake up in the morning, you're all blunted, and you want to get some breakfast, you can just order up some corned beef hash.
See, because it's hash.
Or, like, later on, you can get a chicken pie.
Wow.
You want, like, some popcorn? We'll make you some spliffy pop.
Rudy, you may want to lay off the weed when you're in your brainstorming
Let's
meetings.
Let's say you're craving some Mexican. You can get a bongrito.
Wow.
No.
Wow.
You want dessert?
Wait, I'm saying no on bongrito.
You want a blunt cake instead of a bun cake?
Oh. Who knew he had a chunk of comedy?
It sounds like bunt cake, dumbass.
Right, we
get
it.
But it's blunt cake, and blunt is like a type of thing you smoke weed out of.
We get it, but that doesn't make it funny.
Oh.
I'm just saying.
Go Raiders.
Right, go.
This is the Kevin and Bean Show on a Thursday. Our former sports guy, Matt Money Smith, joins us in a few minutes to talk about the Hey, you guys are talking? You guys are whispering? What's going on? What kind of a party are you having down there?
Okay,
you're doing a radio show here.
But that doesn't mean your mic's not on.
Can you guys not hear me? What's going on?
Yeah, we can hear you, but Alex needs her headphones, and she's willing to whisper about it.
Ben Roethlisberger, who hasn't been convicted of anything, is still being suspended for 4 to 6 games via the NFL yesterday. What's up with that? Boy, they got a hard-on for this guy, don't they?
That's a good question. They must know more than we do.
Well, and as everyone does, by the way.
Yeah.
So anyway, we'll talk to Matt Money Smith in a few minutes and find out what the deal is on that. But you don't want necessarily one of your premier quarterbacks or one of the premier teams in the league to be suspended. So there better be a good reason. That's all I'm saying, because don't be screwing with my football. All right. In for Ralph Garman right now with the Showbiz Beat right now. It's our friend and producer, Alex.
Good morning, everybody. I'm going to start things off right and give away a box.
Yeah.
That's where I cue Mike's laughter. We're giving away a TiVo Premier Box plus 3 months subscription. So if you're broke, don't worry about it. You get it for 3 months. Let's do caller 106.
All right. By the way, how sad is that day when you're still broke 3 months from now and they come and take your TiVo away? And you're at this point, you're hooked.
They take it away. They take away your service, maybe.
Right.
Right.
But you tell them to pay for it.
And then you've got a paperweight.
Yeah. It's not good.
Yeah.
Baby news. Star Magazine is effing shaky. But apparently they think that Jennifer Garner's knocked up, expecting another baby. And that Angelina Jolie is pregnant again.
Oh, thank God.
So, I know there aren't enough babies in this world. So, there you go. I vote for Garner and Affleck. They make cute kids.
Sure.
Jenny McCarthy is not a dumb blonde. I do not want to give her compliments, but I have to if this story is true. Star Magazine reports that the comedian worked out a prenup with her boyfriend, Jim Carrey, so that even if they split, she would get $5 million for every year they were together. And they were together 5 years.
Wow.
Cha-ching. If that's true, good on you, Jenny.
Also, if that's true, she's a hooker.
Very, very high-priced
hooker. She is a prostitute.
Yeah.
Back to you.
Iron Man star Robert Downey Jr. could be cast as the Wizard of Oz in a new prequel to the classic movie. Sources say the dark and complex movie will be called Oz the Great and Powerful, and it's going to be based on a number of books by L. Frank Baum, I believe that's how you pronounce his last name.
That's right.
The LA Times says American Beauty director Sam Mendes has been in talks, as well as Hairspray director Adam Shankman. I don't know. I would rather go with Sam Mendes than the Hairspray dude.
Those are two very different directors.
Wizard of Oz. Apparently, the movie will be the backstory about how the wizard got to Oz in the first place and earned his great and powerful title. I don't know how this is possible, but Lucasfilm is working on even more DVDs of Star Wars. Apparently, they're working on a Blu-ray set of all six Star Wars movies.
I'd get that.
Seriously?
Yeah.
What could possibly be released that you haven't seen?
Well, Blu-ray is a better, higher quality.
All right. Maybe that'll give you. But apparently, director of fan relations Steve Sansweet says the set will include, believe it or not, extra material. Quote, we're finding all kinds of scenes from dailies that have never been seen before. So
I would not buy that because I would buy the first three on Blu-ray and not own the second three.
But
that's what I would do.
If it's in a set, you have to.
And by the way, it's interesting. I think about those Star Wars movies, and I know they were enormous. I mean, I think those three movies are like in the top 20 box office of all time, the three most recent Star Wars movies. They're huge hits, right?
Yeah.
I don't think I saw any of them more than once. I mean, it was for curiosity's sake because I was such a fan of the original trilogy. But those movies, they really, there's no reason to ever go back and watch those again, in my mind anyway.
Unless you want to do a drinking game, which I have done before when they run them in a marathon.
And what's the what's the key? How do you?
Anytime.
What's
well,
the trigger?
God, a friend of mine printed out online. But there's like a huge list that like anytime Anakin seems gay, you drink. So you're basically drunk the whole time.
Sure.
You know, anytime you can't understand what Yoda's saying, and it just goes on and on and on.
Every time you talk about the Force.
Yeah, it's good. Rihanna was taken to the hospital Monday night.
Oh, no.
After her concert in Switzerland, MTV News says she was rushed to a private clinic and had been seeing specialists for an undisclosed condition. However, sources report to MTV that she was treated for a broken rib and released.
Does Chris Brown have an alibi?
Oh.
A broken rib?
Yeah,
from
ouch.
Performing?
I don't know if from maybe dancing. I don't know how.
Well, why are we speculating when we've got Rihanna in the studio? We can just ask Rihanna.
That's true. Rihanna, how are you
What happened in Switzerland?
What can do some boba kai say do swim they say to color run to a nice and do no snow at island stays me in Rakatanba.
And that clears it all up. Thank you. Kim Kardashian's mom is not a good person.
Wendell.
Really?
However, I know you love her because she made Kim do Playboy. In the latest interview in Bazaar, Kim talks about how her mom basically pressured her into doing it for publicity for the family.
Glendale!
She says her mom talked her into stripping naked and posing with a string of pearls across her because,
oh my God.
Because quote, my mom said, go for it. They might never ask you again. Our show isn't on the air yet. No one knows who we are. End quote.
You would expect to hear that from manager or agent or
but
friend.
Your mom.
But your mom. Take it off, honey.
Woo! Show them what you got.
If you could give me a pearl necklace tonight, I really need one.
Yeah. Coincidentally, that's the exact logic Ray J used when making their sex tape.
Hey, sure.
Woo! Lindsay Lohan is a special. She does not necessarily enjoy the courts or showing up for depositions.
Who does? But none of us have a choice.
She has no consequences. Apparently, she's 0-for-2 in the deposition department. TMZ learned that Lindsay was a no-show again in what is looking like a futile attempt to find out what really happened during her 2007 wild ride. If you may remember, Lindsay, or the claim is that Lindsay allegedly stole a car and went on a drunken-fueled chase down PCH in Santa Monica in an Escalade, which is what you want to do on PCH.
Sure.
The passengers were scheduled to take Lindsay's deposition yesterday at 10 a.m., but she was a no-show. Now, the first time, you may remember, she had to go shopping, which clearly outweighs seeing a judge.
That's allowable, by the way.
Yeah,
the judge says, wait, shopping? Okay.
Okay, we're good. And then TMZ obtained a photo of Lindsay yesterday morning drunk in her car being driven home from the Truesdale nightclub in WeHo. So first we have shopping, then we have booze.
Okay.
It should be noted that Lohan was also at Coachella this past weekend.
Ah.
Also apparently tweeting that Samantha Ronson spit in her face.
So,
yeah! So she has time for all of that, but not for her legal matters.
Maybe stay away from Samantha Ronson.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's a good point.
Just saying, by now you haven't learned that lesson?
No, she's clearly Lohan is bipolar. Clearly she's crazy.
But if she's a lesbian, she should go after a girl. That's what I'm saying.
All right, celebrity birthday. Jack Nicholson, Mike's favorite Laker fan, is 73 today. I can't believe Dave put Peter Frampton on this list. Dude, we're not. Jeffrey Dean Morgan, the hottie from Grey's Anatomy. Sherry Shepherd from The View is 43. And Amber Heard, ding, ding, is 24.
Ding, ding, indeed.
I'm Alex. That's your showbiz.
You are listening to the world famous K-Rock at 3 minutes after 7 o'clock.
Danny Way on the program today. Also, our friend Dr. Drew will be here. This is for sports fans, Kevin. I think you agree. It's one of the most wonderful times of the
Absolutely.
Year. And instead of spending our time right now thinking and talking about the NBA playoffs going on, the NHL playoffs going on, or more importantly, the Seattle Mariners and their 7-2 homestand just completed last night with a Felix Hernandez complete game. Instead of that, we're talking about Ben Roethlisberger. It's not football time, but the NFL yesterday suspended Ben. If you haven't heard the story, here's what's up.
Word of Ben Roethlisberger's suspension is being welcomed in Pittsburgh.
He acts like an idiot. He should be way more responsible.
The star quarterback was suspended for the first 6 games of the upcoming season by the NFL. Roethlisberger was accused but not charged with sexually assaulting a 20-year-old at this bar. Still, this is the second such accusation against him, and now some in the Steel City say they hope this is the last time Big Ben has told there.
No, get him out of here.
I don't know, he's not a good representation of the city. I'd like to see him traded.
Frankly, if they got rid of him, I wouldn't mind. It's going to be tough to root for them now with him as quarterback.
However, not everyone is down on the man who has won 2 Super Bowls for the city.
Well, he wasn't even proven that he was guilty of any charge yet. You know, I think that's kind of hard punishments.
Roethlisberger does have a chance to return to the field after 4 games. That is, if he shows he can act with good behavior.
All right, let's bring Matt Money Smith onto the program, former sports guy of the Kevin and Bean Show and the co-host along with Petros Papadakis of the nationally syndicated Petros and Money Show. Hey, Money, how are you, man?
I love that last guy. You know, he wasn't even charged with a crime in that, you know?
He wasn't, though, right? He was accused but not charged.
He's a giant D-bag.
Right, but
okay,
you know?
But he may be a D-bag, but should it cost him $2.5 million in 4 games just because he's a D-bag?
He should be thankful that's all it's cost him. And not
really? All right. Then tell us, for folks who haven't been paying as close attention as you have, Money, tell us why Roethlisberger is a D-bag.
What are we missing?
Here's the thing. He's already in the middle of a civil suit for the same accusation, right?
Right.
On top of that, he gets pulled into now a criminal suit.
Right.
And they made the records public. And the DA, you can tell in his press conference, was not happy. This thing was totally botched. I mean, I'll say allegedly and all that so I don't get sued, but it was botched by the local police, you know. They freaking Pine Sol and Clorox, the supposed scene of the crime,
wow.
You know, right after it happened. That local police that were with Roethlisberger that night, that were part of his escorts, they were the ones that took the complaint. You know, the guy has since resigned, that cop. He called her a stupid bee and all that stuff, and she was drunk, and her friends, you know, in that account said they tried to get to her, and they were blocked by a local police officer to get into that bathroom. They said, look, our friend is heavily intoxicated. We got to get to her. They wouldn't let her through. It's a bad scene.
Wow, so it's much worse than most people realize.
Yeah, and, you know, I think that on top of that, what you got is the NFL that has an image problem, that they harbor criminals, and they pay them millions of dollars a year, and the American public gets pretty pissed about that. So you've got Roger Goodell. That, you know, and look, whether or not his intentions are true and his heart is good, I don't know. But it looks good for him in the NFL to say, hey, look, we'll do something about this. We know these guys suck, so I'm going to take $3 million out of his pocket.
It's just weird to us that the accusations are happening. Unless there's a guilty verdict, I don't understand how they can make this move. If you take every D-back out of the NFL, you got nothing.
Yeah, well, you take every D-back out of the NFL, and quarterbacks are going to have a whole lot easier time passing the ball with no quarterback.
Wide receivers all by themselves.
He happens to be high profile and a professional athlete, and that's why he gets all this attention. But let me break it down this way, Money. Is this the same thing as if I put up a white supremacist website? Of course, it's not illegal. I have a First Amendment right to do that. But the radio station could fire me because they could say it's a violation of a morals clause. They would say, we don't want you representing us. Is it almost exactly the same as that situation here?
It's exactly the same. It's called the personal conduct policy.
Wait, it's not exactly the same because they could prove Bean did that. That nothing's been proven.
But I'm saying I wouldn't have been convicted or even charged with anything, but it would still be something that reflects badly on the company.
That was outlined in Roger Goodell's statement yesterday. He said they have agreed, you know, we have this personal conduct policy, and it's funny the way it reads. It's like, I am, you know, he's almost like George Bush. I am the decider.
Right, sure.
You are going to listen to what I say. And basically what his point was in this letter is even though there were no criminal charges, the outline in the case is so egregious and so irresponsible and reflective. Larry's a freaking mess, that he's just spilling his seed all over town,
yeah.
and that there's a lot of issues surrounding this guy in the first place.
Well, that's what we were figuring, is there was a lot more information that we don't know that the team knows. They must be tired of, you know, 100 other things by now.
Right, exactly. And I think that's a big part of it.
We're talking to Matt Money Smith from the Petrus and Money Show. Are you guys on the air in Pittsburgh?
We are, yes.
Okay. I was surprised in the news clip that we played to hear, and who knows how the thing was edited or how many people they talked to distill it down to the five or six people we heard from. I was surprised to hear people say, I don't like him and I want him traded. Yeah. You would think in a football town like Pittsburgh that people would be defending him to the hilt, saying, look, I don't care what he does off the field. He yeah. won two Super Bowls with the freaking Pittsburgh Steelers. That's what I care about. What kind of reaction are you getting from your listeners in Pittsburgh?
Same. Exactly the same. I mean, you know, the thing is the DA down there, Fred Bright, you know, he's been called a little small-town podunk DA that got clowned by the big-time lawyers who, you know, one of the things that got sideways on this is they wanted to talk to Ben. And they said, well, how about this? You give us all the evidence you have, and then we'll give you Ben. So they gave him all the evidence they had, and they said, yeah, Ben's not going to talk to you.
Oh, nice.
So, for all of that, so you know, just to kind of put it in context, so this guy who gets clowned comes out in his press conference and says, he doesn't use the word sexual assault. He uses the word rape the whole time.
Wow.
Sadly, we can't prove that a rape was committed, even though we have determined that it appears as though a rape was committed. We do not have enough DNA evidence because of some extenuating circumstances to prove that a rape was committed. He kept calling her the victim. I mean,
sexual
really
assault was the strongest language I had seen up until this point.
Oh, yeah. Not from the DA. The DA used wow. rape repeatedly. I think it set a tone that Ben's a bad guy. And I think it's hard. You know, I mean, look, no matter how much you love your team, I think this is kind of one of those crimes that, you know, you never get over. There's no way to take it.
Yeah, I agree. But then when they're 0-6 next year, those same people are going to be giving
all right.
different interviews.
Let me ask you one more question. How is this reaction from the NFL to the Ben Roethlisberger charges different from the Kobe Bryant case of a few years ago, where he was, in fact, charged and went to trial? Lakers never thought about suspending him, did they?
Well, I think that's a tough question. I think the issue with the NBA and the NFL is different because the NFL has had this problem before. You know, there is a public image issue between the NFL and the fact that their players tend to run run afoul of the law.
Right.
Whereas the NBA doesn't really have that. I mean, they have, you know, a little bit of fights here and there. Really, their problem is their guys don't know how to spend their money and go broke after making $150 million, you know, over their career. You know, that's their image problem. And
so it's a whole different league, whole different problems.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So I think that's the thing with the NFL, is they felt like this is something they had to do to protect their product.
Money, I've also been seeing all this research that shows that the Pittsburgh Steelers are far and away the most popular team amongst females. Is that true, and has that played a role in this case?
I think it's played a big role, and you know, and it is true, and it's by a wide margin. I don't know why
really?
That is.
Wow.
I mean, it's not like Terry Bradshaw was some sort of heartthrob in the 70s.
Right.
They won all this.
Ever,
one of those Super Bowls. But for some reason, yeah, it's very true. And the other thing, too, I think, is that the Steelers have always maintained this kind of image of integrity, that, you know, that their owner, Art Rooney, is the man that instituted the Rooney Rule, which, you know, insists that you know, the old guard, the old boys network, had to interview minority candidates whenever they were looking for a new head coach. He was the guy that came out and said, look, it's embarrassing that, you know, 70% of our players are African-American, and we've got one African-American head coach. And he's the guy that was behind that. So this really is just a mess of a situation for a franchise that is kind of known as the charter franchise in the NFL.
Gotcha. All right. Well, it sounds like, just to recap, Money, it sounds like you're saying he's lucky this is all he's getting. Now, my final question would be, is he going to learn his lesson from this and be squeaky clean from this point out, or is he a guy who can't be saved?
Well, here's the threat that's hanging over his head. If you so much is not walk your bike across a street that says you should walk your bike across the street, we're trading you to the Raiders.
Oh, no.
Yeah, the Raiders is the ultimate threat, isn't it?
Yeah, I'd rather go to prison for 2 years.
All right, quickly, exactly. we're out of time, I know. How about Lakers? They're up 2-0.
Yep.
They end this series easily?
Yeah, I think it's 5 games, no more.
How about Kings? 2-2?
Yeah, they needed that. That was a nasty performance by Quickie last night. It was a very fun game, but you know, I'm always nervous about Quick. They're goalie. He's so athletic. He relies on his athleticism a lot, but the problem is, fundamentally, he kind of leaves I don't want to say a little, maybe a lot to be desired.
Yeah.
Last night, it got away from him a little bit.
Those that don't follow hockey, the goalie is the most important position. I mean, he could literally win a game or lose a game for you. So.
Yeah. So.
All right. Great analysis, as always, Matt Money Smith. Check him out with Petros on the Petros and Money Show across this great land of ours and in Southern California on Fox Sports 570 at 3. Matt, thanks for coming on the Kevin DeBean Show, man. We enjoyed it.
Anytime, guys.
Psycho Mike, you really stepped in it yesterday.
No, he didn't step in anything.
He pretty much did. Psycho Mike, you came on basically and said that you love Christina Hendricks as much as the rest of us does, the hot redhead who plays Joan on Mad Men.
Right.
She's spectacular. She's fantastic. You adore her. Man, if I only could. ...
Correct.
But that, if we're really being critical, she could lose a couple of pounds and she would even look better. Would you say that's accurate?
That's exactly what I said, yes.
All right. Somehow that ends up on Jezebel.com, a women's interest website, with this headline. Christina Hendricks deemed fat by someone named Psycho Mike. So we thought there's a discrepancy between that description of what happened and what I remember happening. So why don't we talk about it with Anna North, who is the staff writer for Jezebel.com, who is kind enough to come on the Kevin DeBean program with us today. Hello, Anna. How are you?
Hi, good. How are you guys?
Good. Thanks so much for joining us. So, did you hear the conversation with Matt, or are you just going off of the post that you saw on KevinDeBean.com?
No, I'm going off the post, and also a reader heard it and wrote in with, like, a little description.
Yeah. Okay. Would you mind if you could just summarize what your impression was of the conversation that was had on the program yesterday, and then maybe we can find some common ground on what really happened?
So my impression was pretty much exactly what you described. You know, the headline, maybe like the fat bit, is a little bit misleading because, indeed, my understanding was that he said she could lose a couple of pounds.
Right.
I still feel like is unnecessary, but maybe he wasn't saying, you know, the F word exactly.
So when you write, right, so when you write the F word in the headline, that's a little on you, isn't it?
It is on me.
Okay, all right.
Psycho Mike, you got a lot of reaction yesterday from the pictures that we put up from the Esquire shoot of Christina and also from your comments, and a lot of listeners weighed in. And you pretty much took it hard yesterday. A lot of people were really coming down on you. What do you think was going on there?
Yeah, and it wasn't so much the reaction to my post in general, because the average, you know, insult from a guy, you know, wielding the keyboard doesn't hurt me at this point. I've built up tough enough skin. It was the fact that I felt that Jezebel was trying to create me as some type of misogynist that – was pointing fingers at how women should look to be valued as human beings. And that's not at all what I was saying. I was simply saying that in my personal opinion, she could be even more attractive if she were to lose a small amount of weight. And
which, by the way, everyone here disagreed with.
Almost everyone on the internet, almost everyone here at the radio station, everybody in my personal life disagrees with me. But it would be Miss North just like me saying I prefer brunettes to blondes. I didn't mean anything by it. And nor do I feel like Miss Hendricks, her value as a human being is at all tied to her body weight. And I that was not my intention with the post, nor was it my intention to insult her. I just wanted to kind of get the listeners involved in a poll to see how they felt, because we had had some debate about it off the air beforehand.
Sure. I mean, you know, I don't think that you, Mike, are the biggest danger to women that exist right now. Maybe not even the biggest danger to women that existed, like, in Southern California yesterday. But, you know, you're definitely body snarking on her. It definitely has a misogynist feel when you talk about does someone need to lose weight, whatever. And it may be your personal opinion, but when you state it publicly on a blog, then I think we have the right to also, you know, have our own poll on our own blog.
By the way, some of the comments, people were really riled up at Jezebel.com, too. I mean, it was kind of – I got to be honest, it was kind of funny. It was kind of funny to read some of the comments. And somebody at one point – I don't know if it's still up there or not. I can't find it right now. But somebody at one point said, oh, you want to see what this Psycho Mike looks like? Here's a picture of him. And they put this picture of this, like, super fat bearded guy up there. And then, of course, all of your other readers start commenting about, oh, how dare that guy say something. Oh, look at him. And it wasn't even Mike at all.
Oh, I approve of that. I think that's funny.
Well, I mean, it's funny you should mention that, Bean, in that because, Ms. North, I've actually been open about the fact that I have incredibly distorted body image issues myself, and I've always had a problem with my body image, and I don't want to kind of create that environment for females. But I also don't think it's that inappropriate for me to say that, in my opinion of what I like physically in a woman, she could lose a couple pounds. I didn't say that all women need to lose some weight. That's my point. I'm not trying to create the idea that women need to fit into some preconceived idea of what they
should
look
like. You're not Spencer Pratt is what you're saying,
exactly.
Right, Mike?
Exactly.
You're totally entitled to your own opinion. I do think it's different when you state your own opinion personally with your friends than when you state it publicly on the blog. I think there's a big distinction there.
And okay. I do agree with you, though, that you do have the right, once I've done it on the air,
of course,
and once I put it on the internet, it's your right at Jezebel.com to say whatever you want. I just wanted to let my voice be heard in reaction to the post yesterday.
Sure.
But I'd also like to say, if I could, Anna, that it seems like it's this kind of – I don't want to say fake outrage because you weren't that angry, but it seems like if you pick little tiny things and make big deals out of them – there's people that are going through real problems, and by the time you get to those, everyone's going to stop listening because there's too many complaints. You know what I mean? Like, you have to be careful about what you actually pick to take a stand on. Otherwise, you lose the attention of the people that are paying attention to you.
Sure, we do this kind of thing a lot. I have to say, I don't really think we made a particularly big deal, as you said, about his comment. I mean, you know, it's a short post. It's a little fun poll. I was not that angry. But the other thing to say here is that, you know, we write a ton. We write about a ton of different issues. You know, we cover a lot of different beats in a lot of different areas, and we cover some really, you know, important and earth-shaking things that, like, matter for every woman's life. And then we also cover some pop culture stuff. And right. I think a lot of our readers appreciate that mix. I don't think it's bad to be critical of pop culture stuff and kind of to keep an eye out for things that are annoying, if not, you know, super outraging. And I think our readers are smart enough to make the distinction between what do we need to, you know, be seriously protesting and working against, and what do we need to just look at and click a funny poll and then move on.
Gotcha. All right. So we cool then?
I think we're cool.
All right. Okay. That's all I wanted to know. Very nice. Thank you very much for talking to us. Jezebel.com. That is staff writer Anna North here on the Kevin and Bean Show. All right. We are going to take a break right there. And what are the calls that we're looking for? We want people that agree with Mike, people that agree with Anna, people who have an opinion on Christina Hendricks. What are we looking for here?
I think either way.
I was going to say, I think both my post on KevinandBean.com and the article on Jezebel.com got so much reaction. Why not just, you know, take some of the phone calls either way?
And Anna, I would like you to know that we do disagree with Mike on 99% of what he says. So
okay.
He does not speak for anyone else.
All right.
All right. Thank you.
Thank you, Anna.
1-800-520-1067. We'll take your calls. Apocalyptica, a name that I have to say slowly or I can't pronounce it, coming up on the Kevin and Bean Show. Also, Foo Fighters and a song from The Verve that Kevin says. Am I exaggerating here? One of your 10 favorite songs of all time, Kevin?
I would say 10, but I'd say top 20 easily. Yeah,
okay.
I think it's great, yeah.
All right, we'll hear that coming up here on the Kevin and Bean Show. Right now, we're taking some calls on the mini controversy that has erupted since yesterday's show. Psycho Mike posted that Christina Hendricks, who is on the cover of the new Esquire magazine, as what do they call her? The hottest woman in the world, or what's the title they give her, Mike?
Every year, Esquire does the Women We Love issue, and I guess she is the number one woman that Esquire magazine loves this year, and she's on the cover, and there's a lot of beautiful pictures of her on the
beautiful inside. Pictures, and you can see those pictures at kevinandbean.com right now. And Psycho Mike said, even though she's unbelievably hot, he's not trying to take that away from her. If you're really going to be picky, yeah, she could lose 5 pounds. That's basically what he said yesterday. And man, the firestorm that erupted from so many fat chicks, you can't even believe the things we've heard. So we're going to take some calls right now at 1-800-520-1067. Let's start with Nikki. Nikki is on line one, and she joins us on the Kevin and Bean Show. Hi, Nikki.
Hello.
Hi. What say you?
I'm sorry, what?
What are you calling to say?
Oh, I'm calling to say that I completely agree with Mike that she is absolutely stunning looking but can lose a few pounds.
Okay. Why is that opinion so controversial? I mean, 95% of something like that, people hate Mike and think he's crazy and cruel for expressing that opinion. What's going on, Nikki?
Well, I mean, I'm a girl who's lost a small person, or a large person, I should say.
Right.
I've lost about 185 pounds.
1,285 pounds? 185, yeah. She said.
Sorry, go ahead.
Yeah.
And go ahead.
And so, I mean, I agree with him in the fact that he is being nitpicky, and that 5 pounds, I think most Americans can stand to lose.
No question.
And you know, like, it's weird because I'm a chick and I'm calling and most chicks stick up for other chicks, but there's plenty of fat chicks out there that need to just stop talking about being fat. And really just run a little bit.
Spoken by somebody who knows, by the way, because she's lost weight. All right, thank you for the call. Hero. And by the way, just so no one gets confused, let's go to line 7 next, by the way, JD. Just so nobody gets confused, nobody's calling Christina Hendricks fat, too. Nobody's saying that you wouldn't be delighted to know her or have her in your life.
By the way, that last girl said that if Psycho Mike was being picky, Psycho Mike started by saying, I'm being nitpicky.
Yeah, but also I think she was opening herself up to that, or Esquire magazine opened her up to that, by putting her on the cover as the sexiest woman of the year. It's not as if I'm just randomly walking down the street pointing fingers at
7-Eleven
people.
7-Eleven clerk. Yeah. You're ugly! JD, hi.
Hey, guys. How you doing this morning?
Good, thanks.
Hey, okay. So, Psycho Mike and as well as Nikki, previous caller, you guys are D-bags. You guys are D-bags.
Because?
She is absolutely perfect.
Yeah, I think she's great, too.
The way she is.
Okay, but JD.
I think she's great,
JD,
too.
JD, and that's fine. But don't you... Can't you agree that that's your opinion of how she – you think
absolutely.
She's perfect the way she looks? Aren't I entitled to say – have my opinion of how she might look better?
Oh, absolutely. You know, you have your opinion, but I'm just saying, like, she's – my opinion is she's perfect. I mean, I would do things to her sexually that would be considered illegal in most states.
Yeah.
But,
I agree.
You know,
I agree. If she gained 10 pounds, I'd still want to bang her more than life itself, and she'd
absolutely.
Still probably be out of my league. But
absolutely.
I was simply saying that, in my opinion, I think she'd look better with a couple less pounds. If you don't agree with me, I understand that. But
how many less pounds, Mike?
A couple.
Here's what I love about JD, by the way. He has his opinion, all right? He agrees that Mike has his opinion, but Mike's opinion somehow makes him a douchebag, even though they're only like 5. They're only like 5 pounds apart.
No,
that's
no,
what's
no.
interesting about this.
You know, there's a lot of other things that make Mike a douchebag.
Yeah, that's true.
That's true.
So,
all right, 1-800-520-1067. Let's talk to JC. JC is on line 5, and she joins us on the Kevin and Bean Show. Hi, JC.
Good morning. How are you guys?
Good. Thank
what's
you.
What's going on?
I just have to say, I don't think the issue is if any of these men would bang her. I think that's pretty much a given.
That's a given for 100% of the men, yes.
Yes, I would agree with you. But I think the issue is, how fragile are we as women where we can't take a little bit of constructive criticism? I know I'm a few LBs overweight. My husband loves me just the way he is. And he
well, he'd rather you lost those, first of all.
He's not willing for me to stop meeting him at happy hour for a couple
of course.
Extra
right, but you know what? But Kevin's right though. Even if he doesn't say it, you know that he wouldn't mind if you lost those extra LBs, right?
Exactly.
Are you sure you want that extra mozzarella stick? Yeah, how it goes for happy hour. I'm just kidding. Listen, I totally agree with you, JC, and I think there are a lot of people who are too fragile. A lot of people, a lot of races. There are people who complain about everything. It's like,
right.
Get a life, move on, live, be happy. And by the way, who could possibly care about anything we say? We're just effing clowns, you know? We're just clowns. We try to be funny. Sometimes we are, sometimes we're not. Don't take it seriously, people. What's wrong with you?
Thank you very much for the call. Here's an email from Christopher. I don't remember Psycho Mike saying she was fat. He said she'd be even more attractive if she lost a couple pounds, meaning she's attractive now, but she could be even more so. Maybe Jezebel.com needs to learn to read and start posting some useful things for women like cooking or cleaning tips.
All right, just so everyone knows, that was comedy. We shouldn't have to point that out,
yeah.
But I know. All right, where do you want to go now? We need to
take a break and come back with the showbiz beat.
Oh, we do. Okay, we'll take a quick break and come back with the showbiz beat.
Gator Danny Way joins us in minutes here on the Kevin and Bean Show. I hope he doesn't break an ankle or something getting into the studio, but we'll look forward to catching up with him, talking about his new video game. That's coming up. Also, Dr. Drew Pinsky on the program and Matt Green from the Los Angeles Kings, too, talking about the playoffs. In for Ralph Garman, time for the showbiz beat. Heather Locklear in trouble with the police. I don't know if you guys saw this or not, but there's a possibility she could be arrested on a probation violation.
What?
She's already on probation because she had a misdemeanor reckless driving under the influence charge a while back. She's on probation. And a couple of nights ago, she crashed into a stop sign at 4 o'clock in the morning. This is a very strange story for a lot of reasons. One of which, she crashed into a stop sign. And what do you do if you hit a stop sign at 4 o'clock in the morning? It's not like you hit somebody's car and you can leave a note, right?
I can answer that. You drive on.
You drive on, exactly. Well, since she didn't call the police, she may be arrested for that.
Wow.
Now, I don't know who they expect you to call at 4 o'clock in the morning when you hit a stop sign. But, you know, they put two and two together when they saw the damage on her car. And they were able to match some plastic from the scene of the crime to the stuff that fell off of her car and whatnot. So they're, you know, reasonably certain that she is the one who hit the stop sign.
But I don't know what they would have expected. I mean, who would you even call if you hit the if you hit a stop sign at 4 in the afternoon? How would you know who to call for something like that?
411 and ask, I hit a stop sign. Who do I call?
Look, don't put Heather Locklear in jail. That's all I'm saying. She's too hot to be locked up.
There are certain people who should just be excused because they're too hot.
I need her walking around in the general public. That's what I'm saying to you.
Have you seen this story about the Hitler YouTube parodies?
Yeah, I'm surprised by this.
The parodies are based on a 2004 German film called Downfall.
Great movie, by the way.
About Adolf Hitler. And he's going crazy in it. And basically for the last, I think, couple of years, people have been doing parodies where they take off the writing on the bottom of the screen, put their own up.
Right, because the movie's in German, and it's a scene where Hitler is basically screaming at his generals because they're losing the war. So he's standing around a table with a map on it with all of his generals. Here's a clip.
Das war ein Befehl! Der Angriffsteiger war ein Befehl!
So what they've done is they've taken the subtitles off of the movie, and they've added him being pissed about everything. Who wins American Idol? Something to do with politics. I guess there's one that's out there now that's about the guy who lost his iPhone. I mean, they just basically write whatever comedy they want and have it coming out of Hitler's mouth. And it's hilarious. And I'm going to tell you this. I saw Downfall, and it was a great movie. I know you did too, Mike. I'm telling you, these YouTube clips are driving more people to rent Downfall probably than any other promotion they can do. It seems like it'd be nothing but great for that movie.
Talking about Michael Jackson's death, Sarah Palin, and apparently they're being removed because of copyright infringement.
Mm-hmm.
Now, who would do that? Is it somebody in his family? I mean,
no, it would be the people who made the movie, the company that owns the movie.
Oh, the ones that made the Downfall.
The Downfall film. Yeah. Yeah, they're saying it just like they may not want you to put clips up of Avatar on YouTube because they say, hey, that's copyrighted material. We own it. You can't use it. Same thing they're doing with Downfall.
Well,
difference
you're right.
Is,
you're right. They're stupid because it's getting attention for their movie.
Right, because the movie was not a big hit. Most people haven't seen it. It just seems like a lot of people might be interested to seek out the movie after seeing that. But, oh, my God, some of those are so funny.
They're good.
The stuff that Hitler gets upset about. And that guy who plays Hitler is incredible in that movie, too. All right. Here, this is a make good for Christina Hendricks conversation we had a few minutes ago. Star Magazine reports that Sarah Jessica Parker, old horse face herself, is down to 96 pounds, ladies and gentlemen. Now,
all right.
are we gonna get the Jezebel.com pissed off if we say that she needs to gain weight, that she's too thin, or is that body snarking also by making that observation?
First of all, it's body snarking, and that's a dumb word. And second of all,
fatty, 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 fatty.
No, I think we've done, honestly, I think we've done more than our share of, hey, so-and-so, have a meal.
Right.
Because when it gets distracting and you're that skinny, it's not attractive to us. I know that right. We're in the minority, it seems like, but especially, you know, in the Southern California area, but it just seems like a lot of girls could have more than a salad.
And by the way, did you see what Hitler had to say about Sarah Jessica Parker?
I did.
He was pissed. I'm telling you, he was having none of it.
I don't
speak
German.
But he can't wait for Sex in the City too. That's what's curious about it.
I don't speak German, but that was something. Oh, never mind. Let's see. What else do we have? We have the 7-Eleven planning to launch its own beer, which Bean is excited about because he's a 7-Eleven fan. He says they're just going to put their label on somebody else's beer, but that really, I mean, that's.
They got a brewery in Wisconsin that's going to make beer, and they're going to put their name on it. That's all. It makes it cheaper. Hey, I don't think you can necessarily say it's going to be bad.
Hey, what are you drinking tonight? 7-Eleven. Hey, who's bringing the 7-Eleven tonight? That's what you're going to hear a lot of.
Out on DVD today, speaking of Avatar, it's a very rare Thursday release. They always come out on Tuesdays, but not this year because Avatar wanted to wait for Earth Day. That's the tie-in. So today on two-disc Blu-ray and DVD combo, you can get Avatar. Last week's DVD sales, by the way, if you're curious, Sherlock Holmes was the movie most Americans wanted to own. Alvin and the Chipmunks, The Squeakquel, was number 2 on the DVD sales list.
Wow.
The Blind Side, number 3, and Crazy on the Outside, number 4.
Here's a headline that I am outraged by, and I think we should look into it more. Christina Hendricks deemed fat by someone named Psycho Mike.
Oh, man, what a dick.
I think we covered that.
I just got that headline emailed to me, and I think we really need to follow up on this because that's not acceptable.
I believe we covered that one.
Oh, all right.
Here's some more movie news. There is going to be a Men in Black 3. Producer Barry Sonnenfeld told a gossip columnist yesterday that Will Smith and Tommy Lee Jones are going to reunite as agents J and K for the sequel. By the way, it won't just be Men in Black 3. Of course, it will be Men in Black 3D because you can't put any movie with a 3 in it out anymore. Even Step Up 3D, come on, is coming out.
Yeah.
But those were good movies, right? People would be excited about that.
Yeah, I would think so for sure. You know those dumb books, Men Are From Mars, Women Are From Venus?
I'm familiar with them. I've never read them.
It's, you know, it's a bit, hey, women sure are different than men. You know, it's what comedians have been doing forever. A woman thinks this way. A man thinks this way. Well, apparently, Summit Entertainment has bought the rights to all of them. I guess there are like 16 books. And they're talking about making a TV series or a movie. Mars and Venus on a date. Mars and Venus in the bedroom. Mars and Venus in the workplace. It just keeps going and going. There's 16 books.
So, Hitler, does that sound good to you? I don't believe he's going to be buying into that at all.
That's
wow.
An ugly language.
It is not pretty.
Doesn't sound good.
Today's celebrity birthday, Sherry Shepherd. She's one of the women on The View. She's, I don't mind her, by the way. She seems very nice, very personable. She's not annoying like some of the other ladies on that show are.
I don't have an opinion because it's The View.
I understand, yeah.
Wow,
and that's why I don't have an opinion.
I'm just saying she's okay.
Because it's The View.
Compared to like Whoopi Goldberg, though, and Joy Behar, right, and Elizabeth Hasselbeck.
Are they all on The View?
They're on The View, but that's what I'm saying is that Sherry Shepherd is the least offensive of the women on The View, so I give her props for that. She is 43 years old today, bases Chavo from System of a Down.
Glendale!
Turns 36. Remember Silverchair we played a few years ago? Sure. Terrific Australian rock band. Daniel Johns had that big voice. He's their lead singer. He turns 31 today. Actor Jack Nicholson is 73. Director John Waters is 64. And actor Jeffrey Dean Morgan, probably best known for Grey's Anatomy, has a birthday today. He is 44. Amber Heard is 24. Sorry, Nick. And that is the Ralph Showbiz.
Danny Way, three-time gold medalist in this event.
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, that's not good.
There's Danny Way. Takes a licking, but keeps on ticking, as cliche as it sounds. That's Danny Way.
This is what I've chosen to do. I'm never going to look back and regret not doing as much as I can do.
I'm taking every run.
Danny, taking the elevator back up to the top to do it again.
This is unbelievable to see Danny coming back.
Come on, Danny.
This is it. This is all I got.
Oh, my gosh, Danny! What in the world? Are you kidding me? I cannot believe what I just saw.
This is my life, and I'll never give up what has given me so much and what I love more than anything.
There is no chance in Danny Way.
I'm a pretty, like, humble guy when it comes to people giving me recognition. I've never had that much honor from people, ever, in my whole skate career. It meant the world to me.
If I tried to match the rides that Danny Way has taken, I think I would have died at about age 6. The stuff he was doing at age 6 would have killed me, and he's still going strong all these years later. Welcome back to the Kevin Bean Show. Danny Way joins us in the studio. How are you, man?
I'm doing good, man.
Why
thank
am
you.
I doing a clapping? Come on, somebody. For God's sakes.
Wow, that was, an interesting piece there that made me relive some of those moments.
Yeah,
that was cool, yeah.
Does it make you feel like you died and we're at a memorial service right now talking about how cool you were?
It gave me goosebumps because I remember all those moments. I'm like, oh, gosh.
So you can tell when you hear us play back the announcers, you know which night they're talking about.
Oh, exactly. I know exactly second by second what was going on in those
this
moments.
Past X Games, I was mad at you because you broke it? Broke your ankle?
Yeah, I broke my ankle.
Broke his ankle on the big air.
Yeah, there was the rail, you know, the rail contest. And in practice, I actually hurt my knee. I pulled the ligaments in my knee, so I was trying to avoid hitting my knee, and I put my foot out to stop myself, and I caught
broke
my
your
ankle.
Ankle. Broke and my then ankle. Everybody said, well, so much for that. And then you went right back up and did it again.
Yeah.
With the broken ankle.
I mean, that's kind of what I do.
I would have got a scratch. I would have said, I'm out. Yeah. I'm injured. I need to go to the hospital right now.
I would have never been able to live that down to myself. I walked off like that.
No, you wait.
If you limped off like that.
Wait,
so you've got.
Hold on. If you did it the way I said, with a scratch, with a broken ankle, you would live that down because that's a valid reason to not do it.
Yeah, I mean, you could convince yourself of that if you want to.
You can be weak, Kevin, if you choose. What kind of a medical team? I mean, do you have your own doctors that were able to pump you up and tape you up and get you back out there?
Actually, yes. I mean, it's, you know, kind of crazy. I've built a pretty good friendship with my orthopedic surgeon. His name's Dr. Bill Previte. He's put me back together so many times and, you know, he's always there just in case. And seems like he always has to, come into play and help me fix me back up.
Now, when you do that, when you break an ankle and you go back up, do they give you an injection of steroids or anything or ice or anything to numb it, or you just go up and rewrap it or anything?
Yeah, I don't use any cortisone or any of that stuff. In the moment like that, when you know my blood's flowing and my energy's hot, I don't like to stop. So it's usually when you stop, you freeze up. So
right.
Typically, I wouldn't do anything. You know, I wouldn't tape my ankle. I wouldn't do anything. I'd just keep going until.
Oh, my God.
I mean.
But you clearly didn't see this because you were doing it. But we were watching in the crowd. We were there that night in the crowd, and they had a camera following you.
Yeah.
And everybody was just going, nope, this isn't happening. No. And then they started cheering. And then you were going through that long hallway and then all the way up. And everybody's like, I can't believe he's going to do it again.
Yeah. Unfortunately, those things happen. But hopefully, you know. One of these days, I'll get through one of these events without scaving myself.
Danny's also the guy who jumped the Great Wall of China and was going to do it live on TV. And the day before, during practice, broke the same ankle.
Yes, that was. They gave me one test run the day before that, and they didn't want to give me any more than one because they didn't want people to have any footage or publicize it. So, some of the calculations, were off. The translation from standard to metric and American, my crew of American ramp builders versus the Chinese government.
All of a sudden, the
crew.
Ramp is 3.5 miles away, and you go, "What? I can't do that."
There were some mathematical errors, and it caused me to come up short on this practice jump.
Okay, but that's not the point. The point is, you broke your ankle the day before you were supposed to do it live on TV, and then the next day, and you wiped out.
Yeah,
the day before, and then the next day, you did it on live TV and landed it.
That's one of those things I had, I had a vision to do that for years, and it took some serious pulling strings and teeth to make that happen. So when I got the opportunity, it was one of those situations that
nothing was going to stop you.
Nothing was going to stop me.
What's the prognosis? Danny Way in studio here on the Kevin Bean Show. We'll talk about his Skate 3 new game in a minute. But what's the prognosis for the ankle now? I mean, it sounds like you're horked that thing is going to break pretty easily in the future, I would imagine.
It's actually doing great. I flew to Europe like 3 months ago to Germany, and I had these injections done in all of my joints where they took bone marrow out of my hip and they mixed it with blood and they injected it in all my joint capsules. Like I did it like two shots in each joint a day for a week straight, and it was not a fun situation. I mean, I'd turn white on the way to the doctor's
office. That must hurt like a mother.
It wasn't fun at all, but it's like the similar properties that are in a stem cell or in your bone marrow. So it literally, like, I couldn't skate for like 6 months after that last X Games. In January, I had the injections, and like a week later, I was back in action.
That quick?
How
about that?
Yeah, it was a miracle. Like, so I'm going to fly back to do it again.
Just for fun?
You're 36 years old. Is that right, Danny?
I just turned 36 last week, yes.
Oh, happy birthday. Your doctors probably tell you you've got the body of a 70-year-old, right?
Internally, I mean, I train pretty hard. Physically, I look like I'm in shape, but
they do, yeah.
I don't wake up feeling that the way I don't look, like I feel in the morning.
Do you ever think about, and I'm sure you probably don't, but do you ever think about, like, when you get to be 60, waking up in the morning is going to suck so badly because you're going to have aches and pains everywhere?
Oh,
I was thinking about with Travis Pastrana. Anyone that's wiped out a bunch is going to have a miserable.
Yeah, Travis and I kind of go hand. I think we're competing for the guys with the most injuries.
Yeah.
And there's Matt Hoffman as well. But
that's not a competition that you want to be in.
No, it's not. But, I would say that, at 60, it's not going to be too fun. I mean, even right now at 36, it's a real, some days I wake up and I'm like, whoa, this isn't that fun.
But the models and the mountains of cash in your bedroom have to ease that pain a little bit, right?
No, I carry a lot of guilt sometimes because I feel like there's no amount of money that can replace feeling good. You know what I mean? So like sometimes I look at what I've earned and go, is it worth it? But the feeling of what comes from doing the things that I do is makes it worth
exactly.
it.
As a fan watching you, it's worth it for me because I don't have to wake up with the pain.
Yeah. Well,
so just so you know, it's worth it for me.
I'm doing it for the fans.
Danny Way is in the studio on the Kevin and Bean Show. The award-winning Skate franchise is back with Skate 3 for Xbox 360 and PlayStation 3. It has so many new things in it that Danny is going to tell us about when we return right after this on the Kevin and Bean Show. Always a pleasure to have on the program X Games gold medalist Danny Way, the skateboarding legend in our studio today, talking about a lot of stuff, including May 11th is the date that Skate 3 comes out, right?
May 11th, Skate 3.
Tell us about
Xbox 360 and PlayStation 3 sounds like with so many video games, man. It just sounds like every time they come out with a new one, you can't believe the leaps and bounds they've made to make it so much more fun. What's new this time around?
I mean, Skate 3 is amazing. You know, Skate 1 was the prototype. Obviously, that, you know, was to set the foundation to build on. And Skate 2, you know, was a progressive game from that. And then Skate 3 is even a more refined version than 2. So, I mean, the online ability to, you know, have teams with your friends to, you know, to build your own skate parks.
Tell me about building your own skate parks. You can just basically design whatever you want?
You can build whatever you want. I mean, it's amazing. And, it just, if you skateboard, I mean, the people that play the game that don't skateboard probably wouldn't be able to relate to this. But if you do skateboard, I mean, it is by far the most amazing experience because it's so realistic, you know what I mean? It feels, you know, like when I play the game, it's like everything in the game emulates skateboarding to the fullest, even the movements on the controller. So
it kind of feels like you're skateboarding.
It does naturally. I mean, with your fingers, yeah, but it's the same kind of, you know, position, you know, like if you were to do a trick on a skateboard with your feet, you know, the controllers work the same way. Your fingers become your feet. And
can you break your ankle in the game?
Yeah, you can break everything, but you know, there's just all, you know, kinds of new moves they've added in, you know, just like stuff that skateboarders would, you know, would look at and go, that's skateboarding and that's real, you know. And
how much input did you have on that? I mean, did they come to you and say, we want to make it real? Did you go to them and say, I want to make sure this is included, this?
I mean, when Skate originally came to life, you know, they came to me and I was, you know, the guy that they consulted with in the beginning. And, you know, I think we both shared the same vision as far as creating a game that was really, you know, a tribute to skateboarding versus being just a game for gamers. You know, we needed to take back skateboarding, you know, the gaming space. And, you know, there's one other game that was out there that was competitive with this project. And, you know, they were drifting away from skateboarding, and it was a good time, too.
It always seems like there's something – there's a company that will always take whatever's hot. Yeah. And try to emulate it with their own game that they don't understand what was hot in the first place, but they just try to cash in on it. That's what it usually seems like.
Yeah, something like that. So, you know, I mean, skateboarding is a, you know, the skateboard community is a pretty critical community as far as I would say appreciating, you know, the realness in anything that has to do with skateboarding.
Right.
So I would say that this game, you know, is perceived by skateboarders as the real skateboarding game. Like, this is it, you know. So
in Skate 3, again, out May 11th, currently available, by the way, at Xbox Live Marketplace, but you can buy it for Xbox 360 and PlayStation 3 on May 11th. You have two things I wanted to ask you about in the game, if you know, Danny. One is Skate School. You actually can learn how to skateboard kind of in practice before you take your runs on the game, right?
Yep, absolutely.
That's pretty cool. Yeah, I mean, that's nice to have it teach you as well. And also, I love the Hall of Meat. What can you tell me about the Hall of Meat?
I rented the Hall of Meat over this past weekend. It wasn't what I thought.
Yeah. The Carnage section, yes. The Hall of Meat.
The Hall of Meat. That's basically Wipeouts?
Wipeouts, slams, videos. You know, you guys – the other thing is you can share videos with your friends. You can record, you know, like you, just like in skateboarding, how you can go out and – film, you know, tricks and make video parts and stuff. That's a big part of what street skating is.
You can record from the video game.
Yes, yeah. You can go out and, you know, film your own video parts and you can share them with your friends online.
Oh, see, this is so great for lazy guys like me who have mad respect for skateboarders but don't really want to get up off the couch and go out and do it. I can actually do it at home and then just send videos and go, hey, look how awesome and athletic I am.
No, you couldn't do that either.
Why not?
Most people could, but I'm saying you can't.
Well, for me, the game is definitely going to be something I can retire with because I can continue on skateboarding without having to really go into the Hall of Meat, you know?
yeah, you want to stay away from the Hall of Meat.
Yeah, exactly. The Hall of Meat is not a place.
What else is it about the game that sets it apart? Is there anything else you want to
tell us about? You know, there's some new things that are getting added in the game right now that I can't disclose, but I mean, I'm learning. The game has taught me a lot about development of, you know, ramp designs and things like that. You know, like there's some ideas that I've had and bounced them off the designers at EA, and they've thrown things back at me where I've looked at it and went, wow, that's actually a more, you know, I think a better idea than what I started with. But there's some things that are coming out in the game that I can't really disclose yet, but I know that will be.
Now, when you say coming
exciting.
Out, it's on sale May 11th. That means downloadable.
Yeah, I guess I can't really speak.
Well, I mean, that's not –
there's bonus things that are coming out for the game that are going to be exciting. I saw them, and I was like, oh, my God, this is amazing. And I learned a few things from it, and I'm very happy that I got to see it.
I love that you're the best in the world, yet you're still turned on by skateboarding and still excited by learning things or thinking of things in new ways. That's pretty cool that you still have that enthusiasm for your sport.
Well, skateboarding is all about creativity, I mean, there's a – The side effects are pretty painful sometimes, but it's a lot like music in a way that it's like a blank canvas every time you go out there, and there's so many possibilities and so many ways you can approach things, and there's so many different variables in the spots and the techniques, and I don't know, it's just endless. So endless creativity is what drives me to do it.
Running a little bit late on time, but you were talking about music. You playing in a band?
Absolutely, yeah.
And how's it going?
It's going good. I've been recording with my buddy Scott Russo from Unwritten Law.
Yeah.
So I got a studio at my house, and we've got a bunch of songs done.
You write them?
Yeah. Scott and I have been writing.
Do you sing them?
I can sing a little bit, but I leave that to him. I mean, I play guitar, so that's his his field.
So you woke up and said, how can I be cooler? Is it possible? Is there anything I could do that will make me even cooler than I already am? Oh, I know. I'll be in a rock band.
I mean, I've been playing guitar my whole life, so it's – to me, it's just like skateboarding. It's a place where you can go and get creative, and it's not a team sport or anything. It's you and your instrument and skateboarding.
Oh, that's awesome.
This is meant as a compliment. I hope it comes across that way, but you make us feel bad about ourselves. Because you're great at a couple things, and we're good at pretty much nothing. So,
Are you putting any music up at DannyWay.com, or how can people hear it?
We're going to be soon, yeah. I mean, okay. We're just I've been with Scott for the last 4 days, like all night long in the studio, mixing these tracks and putting all the bells and whistles on stuff. But we should have something to release pretty soon, and
very excited
put it out everywhere.
Next X Games, Big Air, playing guitar while you
play guitar. There you go.
Nothing with a guitar on my back.
There you go.
Tell Scott we said hello when you talked to him. It's been a while since we've had him on, but he's a real good dude. So
yes,
definitely tell him Kevin and Bean said hi. Skate 3, available May 11th for Xbox 360 and PlayStation 3. It sounds awesome. Always great to catch up with our friend Danny Way, DannyWay.com. Thanks a lot for coming in, man.
Thanks for having me.
Thank you. You are listening to the world-famous K-Rock 106.7 KROQ at 8:39.
So is it your birthday or something, Kevin? What's going on? Danny Way, skateboarding legend, just leaves the studio. Now we've got your new boyfriend, Matt Green, on the phone. What's going on with you today?
How come every sports guy I like is my boyfriend?
Because you hang shirtless pictures of all of them.
You
That's
say
why,
that,
in your locker.
I don't at all. Stop it. What's wrong with you?
L.A. Kings are in the playoffs, tied up 2-2 against the Vancouver Canucks. Let's talk to Matt Green. Hit it, Steve.
I don't think there's any better idol to idolize than Matt Green. He's big. He's kind of got reddish blonde hair, and I just think that's awesome.
And Green wants to go.
Here we go.
Hit on O'Sullivan. Green came in, wanted to go.
And there's Green, a big hit on Aino, who won't be his friend. And now Jackman drops him. With Green. Green's trying to keep this tight here.
Gloves come down, Matt Green.
Now we're going to get a scrap out at center ice here. Matt Green of the Kings.
You got to know where the photographers are going to be. Like, I don't even hit guys at certain points of the ice. You know why? No camera. It's not going to be on film. Why do it? Unless you're actually getting the footage, I'm not going to do anything.
Oh, a hard check there on the right side. That check thrown by Green. Mark Hardy talked about something to get the Kings going. Big hit there by Green.
Now we get a scrap out here in the blue line.
That's going to be Matt Green and Ben Eager.
Who actually stretches? I don't. I never have. I never have, never will. I think it's pointless.
He turns his head, but look at that. He takes it right off the face. Wow.
That's not what you want to hear.
No. Hey, Matt, welcome to the Kevin and Bean Show. How are you, man?
I'm doing good. How are you guys doing?
We are good.
Listen, you got to wrap this thing up. You're killing my partner. Kevin is coming in every single day sounding worse and feeling worse than the day before because he's up all night, every night, screaming about you and your games, dude.
Well, that's good. That's the point. Yeah, we're trying to win, though. Yeah, trust me. I want a little break here, too, but it looks like it's going a little bit longer.
2-2. Next game is tomorrow in Vancouver, and then you come back on Sunday. I'd like to suggest you win in Vancouver tomorrow and then come back and win on Sunday. Is that a possibility?
Yeah, I appreciate it. I like where you're going.
All right, good. I'd like to see that happen.
Let's talk about last night's game. One of the most mysterious things in all of sports is how teams can't – everything can just flip on a dime, and a game could be going overwhelmingly in one team's favor for a long time, and then all of a sudden, out of nowhere, it goes the other way, and that's what happened last night. What's your description of how things played out last night, Matt?
They just made some good plays. I mean, they're a good team. They got the leading score of the league on the top line. They're one of the Sedins, and they play well. I mean, it was only a matter of time until they were going to, you know, kind of explode and have one of those periods. Obviously, we didn't want it to happen last night, you know, when you're up by a goal in the third. But it did, and hopefully we just got to rebound and win tomorrow night.
Now, what happened at one point? It looked like there was mass confusion. I think it was in the third period. It looked like you yelled over at the bench that, like, you didn't have enough guys or something, and then Smith came on the ice. And then right after that, they called for having too many men on the ice. What was that all about?
I don't know. I think just with the power plays and penalty kills, lines are getting jumbled around, and, you know, maybe there's a little confusion on the bench. But, I mean, that's something that we can help on our own there and kind of limit those mistakes. But, yeah, we got a little bit of it. Got to be a little sharper, in changes, and that's it.
I looked at you yelling. I was like, I hope somebody does something. He looks mad.
Yeah.
they better get somebody to the ice right away.
Matt, how long have you played for the Los Angeles Kings?
This is my second year with the Kings. I got traded two summers ago down here.
And how do you like living in Southern California?
I love it. It's absolutely, it's gorgeous. What's not to like? the weather's great. The people are awesome. And we're doing well now. So it's a great situation. It's a great situation to be in.
Tell us about this series. You went up there, you played two games, you split. You came down here, you played two games, you split. Is it going to go seven? I mean, realistically, it seems like you're a pretty even match with Vancouver.
Yeah, I think so. I mean, we got ourselves ready for a seven-game series for sure. You know, there was no doubt that we thought this was going to go long, and it is, you know, now. And we expected that. I think we're ready for it. We're ready for a seven-game series, and hopefully we can come out on top.
Tell me about, if you can, this is Matt Green from the Los Angeles Kings on the phone with us. We're talking about the playoffs against the Canucks right now. Tell me about the hockey mindset that you guys have to have, especially in the playoffs, when you lose a game in overtime. Of course, you've also won one in overtime in this particular series with Vancouver, but to get so close, to play so hard, to skate all night long, and then lose in a second like that, is that the type of thing that's easy to get over and forget about, or does that kind of gnaw at you a little bit and really hurt for a few days?
Well, it's the best thing about the playoffs. You can't let anything hurt you for too long. I mean, you're playing every other day, no matter what, if you win or lose. I mean, even if you win a game there, you know, in overtime, you can't be too high going to the next game because you got to do it all over again for 60 minutes and two nights. So I think that's the best thing about the playoffs is good or bad, you let it go after 15 minutes, and it's just another day, another game, and you got to start fresh from there.
What's it like momentum-wise for those of you who don't follow hockey, when there's a penalty, they take a guy off the ice, so you're actually playing shorthanded. What's it like to, A, kill a penalty, and, B, not score when you're on a power play? Does that change your mindset, your momentum, your energy?
I think if you kill a penalty, it helps you out a lot. You know, I think it gives you the attitude that, yeah, you can, you know, you have control of this game, whether you're down a guy or not, or even strength. And I think with a power play, if you get enough chances, I mean, to where you're really peppering them, and their goal is just playing great, or if you hit a couple posts and you don't score, but as long as you get that momentum and you know, keep following up with a couple good shifts of keep them kind of in their zone and keeping the heat on them, then I think a power play, even if you don't score, can also just bring some good momentum.
When you meet fans, do they ask you to fight more?
No, not at all.
Really?
No. Well, I've never heard a single fan say they don't like the fighting, though. But
no, of course.
I've never been told to fight more. I think we got other guys that have more entertaining fights than I do. I probably want them to fight a little.
Look,
more.
All fights are entertaining, first of all. But yeah, maybe so.
All right, last question for you, Matt, and that is, how much are you aware of what's going on in the stands? How much does the crowd influence anything that's happening on the ice, or are you able to shut it all out?
No, it's huge. It's great. I mean, you know, we've been playing in front of crowds for a long time, and I mean, anytime, you know, you can go into, going into Staples the other night and just seeing the blackout, the towels. Fellas waving to come on the ice, it's awesome. I mean, it's unbelievable. It gives you a boost. You know, it's when the crowd goes crazy, when you score a goal, it's great. I mean, when they're cheering you, you know, through the anthem at the end of games, it's awesome. I mean, it's unbelievable. I mean, anybody says that they can tune that out, I'd like to know what they're doing.
One of the things that's the most brutal about the fans, though, which I love, is that, you know, when a goalie's having a tough time, like Luongo last game, the entire place chants his name in unison, and it is deafening.
It's deafening. There's no way he doesn't hear that. That's for sure.
That's got to be demoralizing for him, don't you think?
It's great.
Or is he able to block it out?
Like I was saying, I don't think anybody can block that out. I've seen for the love of the game with Kevin Costner. Clear the mechanism. I'm not buying it. I don't know.
So when you're playing in Vancouver and their fans are as crazy for their Canucks as you know as your fans are for the Kings, that's going to be something you're going to have to work against. You're going to have to try to fight that energy as well. It works both ways.
Yeah, I think so. I mean, but again, though, too, it's fun. I mean, if you're doing something where you can boot heavily, chances are you're probably doing something right. So
that's right. That's right.
That's how we think, by the way. That's our motto as well.
Yeah, you guys are fine with that too, yeah.
Well, listen, from now on, win this series and then keep on winning them, but do them fast because my man Kevin is not going to survive to the finals the way he's
how
been.
How dare you?
I mean, he's dedicated his life to following, talking about, dreaming about, thinking about, masturbating to the Los Angeles Kings.
Oh, why do you have to take it too far?
I'm just saying you've gone too far. You're crazy right now. So you're going to die. So, Matt, make short work of the Canucks and whoever is next, and thanks for joining us on the Kevin and Bean Show, man.
Yeah, we'll do our best. Thanks a lot for having
thanks
me.
Thanks,
Bush. And, yes, before you email me, I'd never get tired of that. Exactly. It's the Kevin and Bean Show in for Ralph Garman. We've been taking turns on the Showbiz Beat, and I'm so glad the way this worked out because we're running very, very late. Dr. Drew Pinsky is standing by to talk to us, so this is going to be a very short report, and that's why it's awesome that Psycho Mike is hosting it because Les Mike is the best Mike.
Oh, silly Bean.
Let me ask you a question, though, Bean. Is it within his power to do a short report?
Hey, that's remember an excellent yesterday?
Point. No, it's me.
Yeah, good point. All right. If I were to ask you gentlemen which actor has had the most leading roles in movies over the last 5 years, who would you guess?
Most leading roles.
I have to recuse myself because I know the answer to this one. But it was a surprising answer to me. I would not have guessed it.
I really don't have a guess.
Forbes recently compiled a list of actors who had the most leading roles in movies over the past 5 years, and surprisingly, Mr. Seth Rogen snagged the number one spot.
No kidding.
Hardest working man in show business.
10 starring films that earned him a total of $892 million in the box office.
Wow.
I know.
Good
pretty
for
impressive.
Him.
And he doesn't fit the mold of the average leading man, so I think that's a good thing. Matt Damon, Morgan Freeman, Will Ferrell, and Robert Downey Jr. all made the list. Speaking of Robert Downey Jr., the Iron Man star could be cast as the Wizard of Oz. I check that out, and I think that's pretty cool casting.
He's a great actor. He can
and he
pull
is,
that off.
And he's a guy who's likable, like a Johnny Depp. He's likable, but also has kind of a dark side.
Right.
The new project will be a prequel. Supposedly, it's going to be called "The Oz: The Great and the Powerful." It's based on the number one books by L. Frank Baum. And the LA Times says American Beauty director Sam Mendes and Hairspray director Adam Shankman are also talked about, being rumored to direct the film.
Right.
I rented the Wizard sleeve over the weekend, Kevin.
Different.
Nothing to do with the Wizard.
Not the same at all.
Rihanna.
Yes.
Was taken to the hospital after a concert in Switzerland 2 nights ago. MTV reports that she was rushed to a private clinic and had been seeing specialists for an undisclosed condition, but other reports say she was treated for a broken rib and then released. She did perform the night after that in Lyon, France, and then after that in Marseille. So she seems to be doing okay, but other reports I'm hearing say that Matt Kemp just destroyed her, actually destroying her rib.
Stop.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm saying the Dodgers swing big bats. Kevin,
right.
Rachel Weisz, one of the most beautiful women in the world, according to me.
Yes.
Wanted to do a masturbation scene in her new movie.
Okay.
And male director Alejandro Amenábar did not allow it.
Are you kidding me?
She reportedly wanted to shoot a masturbating scene in her upcoming film Agora, where she plays the role of Hypatia. And she was supposedly going to be staring at the stars and sensually arousing herself.
So wait. They didn't go to her and say, would you please? She went to them and said, I want
she
to?
She approached the people behind the movie and said that that's how she envisioned the scene to go.
And they said no?
You got it. Rachel was she gave thought to the idea that it was a PG version of the movie.
Oh.
But she insisted that the hands would be out of the frame and it would be only, theater of the mind, essentially.
Make it R and let's roll.
That's what I'm talking about.
Is she best known for The Mummy, probably? Would you say The Mummy movie she's in? I know she's been in a bunch of stuff. The Lovely Bones, I know she was in. But
yeah, as far as we know, Rachel Weisz. As far as big box office, The Mummy films, I think, is probably what she's best known for.
I ran into The Lovely Bone. It was not the same.
Oh, Kevin!
Last weekend.
Speaking of movie news, Men in Black 3. You want that? You down with that?
I do. I love that series.
Will Smith and Tommy Lee Jones have agreed to a third film in the series, and of course, it's going to be in 3D.
Of course.
So, good news, I guess. I've not seen any of those movies, but from what I hear, they're enjoyable.
Yeah.
I saw the first one. It was great. The first one was terrific. I never saw the second one.
Maybe the biggest movie in recent history for sure. Avatar hits stores today in DVD and Blu-ray to honor, I guess, Earth Day. I did not even know it was Earth Day, but...
It's Earth Day today, yes. How does that honor it?
I guess because the movie's about...
The movie's about leaving Earth
nature?
And going somewhere else.
There's
a lot about nature. That's true. There is a lot about that.
I don't know. I haven't seen these movies. No. I haven't seen the Titanic either.
Well,
I'm not,
you're bad.
I apologize, James
now,
Cameron.
If I get that on Blu-ray or DVD, are they going to sell like a 3D version later?
Of course they are.
Yeah.
I don't know Bastards. That, but of course they are. Let's be realistic. Give it 2 months, and then there'll be another way they can, you know, rob you for some money.
Yeah.
Celebrity birthdays. Jack Nicholson, Laker fan number one. I love you, Jack. Director John Waters is 64. Let's see here. Actor Jeffrey Dean Morgan from Grey's Anatomy. He's 44 years old. TV personality Sherry Shepherd, who Bean said is his favorite on The View.
I'm saying she's the least offensive. That's all I'm saying.
No, but what we're saying is you shouldn't have a preference because it's The View.
Yeah.
Noted.
Bassist Shavo Odadjian Glendale of System of a Down is 36 years old. And the beautiful actress Amber Heard is 24. That is the Ralph Garman Showbiz.
This is the Kevin and Bean Show. That cackle in the back of the room is often Psycho Mike, who also, his other job, is the co-host of the nationally syndicated Loveline radio program. Psycho Mike, are you sick of Dr. Drew yet, or is it okay if we bring him on and talk with him
I'm
for a minute?
I'm sickly in love.
That's right. Dr. Drew, how are you, my friend?
Gentlemen, good morning.
We understand you were in New York the last few days with what they call the Upfront TV talk for talking about the new season and getting some shows on the air. What kind of new rape houses do you have lined up for next season?
So it looks like we're going to do another season of Celebrity Rehab, and we're working on a new show called Estranged, where we take people that have been sort of ruptured in a relationship for many, many years and kind of bring them back together, and I work on them for 24 intense hours. It's good.
Is that like that's like families, like moms
yeah,
and daughters
yeah.
or dads?
Right. We did a pilot, actually. It worked amazingly well. We did a mother and a daughter, and we did two friends that were like lifelong friends that hadn't seen each other in 5 years, and it worked out very well.
That is a super interesting topic, Dr. Drew. I'm so glad you brought that up. I know we hadn't planned on talking about it, but in general, if there is an overview that you can give me, there are people who think you should just let it go and forget about the person, don't think about it. And then there are people who say that that's impossible. You have to figure out a way to at least have some sort of an ending that you can live with. What advice do you give people in general?
Two things, that's really sort of brings up my own mind. One is that everyone themselves or at least knows someone that is in this position. That's why it's such a common topic, and that's why it's top of mind when we bring it up. Secondly, I can't say that there's a rule of thumb except to say if you were waking up every day or even once a week thinking about somebody that was an important relationship in your life
right.
and it's bothering you and it's unresolved, how about sitting down and figuring out what's going on there and why it is the way it is? Usually, 9 times out of 10, the rupture is built around some absolutely spurious event, and the real material is something far deeper, and both of you would learn something by getting back into it. So
that sounds like an interesting show, I'll tell you that.
Yeah, and you know what? Here's what I was thinking last night. Dr. Drew doesn't have enough shows.
I know. I was just thinking, I thought Rudy has got a couple ruptures with some of his buddies, and I was thinking I'd bring Rudy in with somebody, man. I think that'd be really, really interesting.
Rudy has ruptures with all of his buddies, by the way.
Let's talk about Sober House with another new episode tonight on VH1 at 10 o'clock. Kevin, you were watching watching Dennis Rodman and his latest craziness. What's going on with that dude?
Well, here's a clip. Dr. Drew set it up where you were showing – I don't know what the TV show was that you were showing him.
I was showing him some of the behavior that the producers had documented before he came in.
Oh, your producers.
Yeah,
I see. Okay.
And that he had absolutely categorically denied he did anything like that. And my producers kept saying, you know, that's not true. We have all this footage. I said, well, let me sit down and look at it with him. And that's what we did.
And I'm not kidding. It's the most ridiculous stuff. It's like, it would be cool if we would have, like he would say this to girls.
He would say horrible things. And it was so, by this point, it's so funny watching these shows in retrospect, because when Celebrity Rehab came out this year and Dennis was such a pain in my butt, people were saying, oh my God, what a horrible guy. How did you put up with him? And I thought, that's not really my memory of Dennis. By the time we finished Sober House, Dennis and I had really forged a relationship. But part of getting there was sitting down and doing this kind of thing.
He was not thrilled with you showing...
wasn't thrilled either. It was really uncomfortable. And it was not the guy I knew, which had come to know, at least. And that's what was such... And, of course, it was the alcohol that was really behind
sure.
all of it.
Here's a clip.
Can we turn it off?
I'm surprised.
You think these people never heard it before? They come to my room expecting what? To me to sit there and be Jesus and God? And you guys want to put this on TV and say, that's not the Dennis I know. Well, what about the people in my room at 4 o'clock in the I'm always still drinking. I can't go anywhere, any bar in the country without somebody bring me a drink.
Well, that's bad for you.
Well, that's not bad for me. Guess what? It's called what?
It's called alcoholism. It's called brain damage. It's called those things that we're trying to help you with.
Whatever you think, Doc.
So he's not thrilled, but it must be a real problem that celebrities who have drinking problems, I mean, people do buy them drinks everywhere they go.
Yeah, yeah, no. Listen, how about musicians that go
out and
play in big venues where people are offering them heavy drugs and things? It is a really serious, slippery problem for them. But I'm glad you guys played that moment because that was a very interesting moment for me. I really felt bad for Dennis in that. But I must tell you another quick side story is that when we first got to know, like, the first group in Slovak and Celebrity Rehab, I don't think this went on television. He looks at me and Bob and the whole group, and he goes, "You guys have to understand something." He goes, "This is how the world works." He puts his hand up in the air, and he goes, "There's God, and then there's professional athletes. And that's just the way it is."
Yeah.
And I thought, wow, what am I dealing with here?
Hey, by the way, almost true. You put musicians in there. Now you got it right.
Yeah, and by the way, if they feel that way, it's pretty hard to get them to be a humble person. You know, which is a key component of their recovery.
Dr. Greer, I know we're running late on time, but I would like to just bring out one more Dennis Rodman moment, which was the best. Which was when Tom Sizemore was going crazy and was going to fight, and they were yelling and they were in each other's faces. They cut to Dennis Rodman. He's just smoking a cigar.
He's shaking his head.
There's like, no interest.
He really can disconnect pretty easily. By the way, Tom Sizemore was on Larry King last night with Bob Forrest and doing fantastic. Tom
great.
Is doing great.
Oh,
that
is great.
Yeah, it is great.
Here's one question before we go from a Sober House fan and ketamine listener named Cindy, who says, "Please ask Dr. Drew his take on Jen, the house mother on Sober House. I have to know why she dresses so scantily when some of the patients also have sex addiction problems. What's up with that?"
You know, I wasn't around the house all the time. It would be better if she didn't do that. But you know, Jen is a recovering person too. She's not a professional. And this is one of the things people expect her to behave like one of my staff, and she's not. She's just a house manager at a sober living, herself struggling with her own sobriety, and so you can't expect her to, you know, sort of provide the kind of care that a professional could, and that's why we ended up having to bring professionals in because the house was sort of unraveling.
Any tips on what's going on tonight?
No tips, just have to watch in. One quick thing, though, about that my Lindsay Lohan problem I wanted to mention.
Yes, guys.
Oh, you mean because there are headlines all over the internet like this, Dr. Drew stands by his ridiculous Lindsay Lohan comments?
Yes. Thank you, Bean. Thank you. Those are the ones I meant. But I just, like, just for the record, I have to bring this up every week, it seems like, and I'm tired of talking about it. Please, people. But what I was asked on the fly, somebody said, "Hey, if you were Michael Lohan and your daughter was dying of addiction, what would you do?" And I said I would go to any length. Maybe I'd even pack her car with drugs if I knew she was taking them. Not drugs she'd never seen before,
right,
but drugs that she was using or not. Just like, remember Steven Adler when we called the cops and he was arrested?
Oh, yeah.
Same
right.
Situation. Or, by the way, our buddy Steve-O is alive because when Johnny Knoxville called
That's
me
true.
Up and said the guy's going to die, I said, duct tape him and throw him in the back of your car. He did that. The guy's alive because of that. It's those kinds of interventions that are categorically necessary to save the lives of people that are dying of addiction.
Does it feel like you have a target on your back because you try to, you know, say things like that?
Well, it certainly is, apparently so, but it's really interesting to me. I've always wondered why people wouldn't do these things. Some people will, and the people get well. But there are patients that go, oh, the families go, oh, no, we could never do that.
Yeah.
I think, why? They're going to die if you don't. You've got to do something. And I see now how difficult it is for people to get their head around this idea.
Now, we don't have time for this, but the cream hysteric response we're going to have to talk about some other time.
Well, Mike and I will open with that tonight on Love Line.
Thank you.
All right. All right. Check your local listings for Love Line in Southern California. It's at midnight on our flagship Kevin Amin station, K-Rock. And Sober House airs Thursdays at 10 on VH1. Another new episode tonight. Dr. Drew Pinsky, thanks for joining us on the Kevin Amin Show. This is the Kevin and Bean Show. Time for another look at Showbiz Beat, filling in for Ralph Garman. I never like to see these words from a woman, and in this case, a beautiful woman named Kim Kardashian. Here's the quote. "I'm sorry I did Playboy."
Oh, no, no.
I know. Don't ever take that back. That was the best decision you ever made in your whole career.
No, that was good.
Kim is posing naked again, this time covering everything up in Harper's Bazaar. It's actually a great photo. She claims it's the one that's on the internet, by the way. She claims there's no airbrushing involved in it. I find that very hard to believe that her skin looks as good as it does in that photo. But she said when she posed for Playboy back in 2007, "I'm sorry I did it. It was uncomfortable."
She said, and if you recall at the time, Kevin, she wasn't naked. She showed some butt,
right,
and everything else was kind of covered up with a sheet. She said that it was her mom, Kris Jenner, who encouraged her to go through with it. Go for it, Kim said, her mother told her. They may never ask you again. Our show isn't on the air yet. No one knows who you are. Do it, and you'll have these beautiful pictures to look at when you're my age.
How many moms do you know that would tell their daughters to do it because they may never ask her again?
I know, right?
That's an insult.
It is weird, and it also it saddens me, A, because Kim's sad, and I don't ever want Kim to be sad, but B, because now I was hoping that she would go for the big money, because they'd probably pay her $5 million to do Playboy now, because she's a big star now. Back then, she was a nobody, right?
Yeah.
So I was hoping she would do it again and do it good this time, but apparently that's not going to happen.
Those Hitler parodies that are so funny on YouTube, gone. Copyright infringement. Based on a 2004 German film called Downfall, I have not seen this. Bean says it's great, about Adolf Hitler. And, you know, it's got subtitles because it's not in English. So people mm-hmm. change the subtitles to make it, how you know, whatever they want it to be, funny.
It has to be one of the most parodied videos yeah. in the history of YouTube, because the movie came out in 2004, came out on DVD later after that. And then ever since then, people have been taking the scene of Hitler screaming at his generals in the bunker, standing around a table with a map on it. And they have, at the time, you know, Hitler was pissed that he was losing the war. And then in versions since then, they've talked about what in the Downfall parodies?
Well, they've talked about Michael Jackson's death. They've talked about Sarah Palin to health care reform. Whatever it is, they just put up their own words. And it's pretty funny, but it all
it's always funny.
But they're saying no more. Take it down. Take it down. Take it down.
Well, Hitler has a comment.
That's why I prefer.
That's what he has to say about copyright infringement. He is not happy. You know somebody's going to make one today that's going to be pissed off about being taken down.
It's already,
right?
It's already been done. They've already put it up. Where Hitler is angry about the fact that the parodies have to be taken down. Already done. How great is that?
That's awesome. This is sad news and also unusual news, because usually people don't retire from acting. Usually they just stop getting work. That's what happens. Not in the case of Leonard Nimoy, though. Mr. Spock from the Star Trek TV show and from the Star Trek movie from J.J. Abrams just last year is 79 years old now. He says not only will he not appear in the next Star Trek movie, but he's going to retire from acting altogether. Here's his quote. I've been doing this professionally for 60 years. I love the idea of going out on a positive note. I had a great, great time. I want to get off the stage. And then talking about Spock specifically, he said, also, I don't think it would be fair to Zachary Quinto. He's a terrific actor. He looks the part, and it's time to give him some space, and I'm very flattered the character will continue. Leonard Nimoy, of course, also this season and last was on Fringe, too. So
that's
the guy
right,
has, I mean, the guy has been working. He's a terrific actor, still in demand, but he says after 60 years in the business, he's ready to go.
Well, that, you really don't see that very often. You're right. That's always a deal where they work until they can't, and then people
That's
tell
right.
them they can't, and then they start working in really crappy movies, or they start doing, you know, stage plays or something like that, but they never go out on top, which is really bizarre. You know, the men are from Mars, women are from Venus, or however that goes. They're going to start.
I've heard of it. Very popular relationship advice books, right?
Summit Entertainment. They've picked up the rights. They're going to talk about a film or a TV show or both or a lot of each. Mars and Venus on a date, Mars and Venus in the bedroom, Mars and Venus in the workplace.
Jay, the husband for Logan took out your SS. The Gesamte Generalität des 2000 Haufen Niederträchtiger Treuers.
Wow, Hitler's pissed. He's not a fan of that idea at all.
That is a bad language.
Top 10 albums sold this week, according to Billboard magazine. It's still Justin Bieber's World. We Just Live In It. My World 2.0 continues at the top. It sold another 92,000 copies. MGMT debuting at number 2 with their album called Congratulations. I read an interesting article about them talking about how they are doing everything they can to not be famous. They have turned down lots of offers to go out and open on the road for bands like U2 and Coldplay.
Wow.
Is this true? I wasn't there for MGMT at Coachella. Is it true that they didn't play kids? Because that's what I got some emails from people saying.
I didn't see that. I didn't see their set. So
I mean,
know.
Is that just a way of saying I really hate everything that people know and like about me? Is that an F you to the fans, or what is that?
I hope not, because I mean, really, that's the song that kind of got everyone's attention. I hope they wouldn't.
Right.
I don't know. That's odd. That is a strange thing.
And if you've heard the new record, I've heard about four tracks off of it. I mean, they're definitely going out of their way to not do a kids part two. I mean,
yeah.
It's definitely further out there. It almost seems like they're kind of a little a little afraid of being too famous, which is, you know, you don't see that very often in music, but I think they're real talented. Anyway, that debuted at number 2 this week. Lady Antebellum, the country band, at 3. Usher, number 4. Here's a surprise. Coheed and Cambria, number 5.
Really?
That's a pretty strong debut for that band. It's not on a lot of people's radars.
How about that?
That's what I call music 33 at number 6. Lady Gaga hangs in there with The Fame at number 7. Kevin's girlfriend Kesha, her album Animal, at number 8. Then Monica and Justin Bieber, his EP My World, at number 10 to round out your top 10 according to Billboard.
I have changed my mind, by the way. She's great.
Ben What? What? What are you talking about?
I'm just kidding. Ben Roethlisberger from the Pittsburgh Steelers, we talked about earlier this morning, will be suspended for the first 6 games of the regular season by the NFL. Because of all the charges that have been going on, a pattern of behavior, he says, that reflects poorly on yourself, your team, and the league.
That's real talk right there, man.
So 6-game suspension. However, they're saying, as if it's jail, with good behavior, it might only be 4.
Well, he's going to have a psychological exam, apparently, to see how remorseful he is and what his attitude is on certain things. And that's the room that they're leaving themselves to reduce the suspension from 6 to 4. It's a weird story,
and I don't know that
I want to live in a world where you get in trouble every time you show a woman your penis when she doesn't want to see it. I mean, what the hell's going on anymore? I don't even recognize this country anymore.
That's
crazy.
Probably a good rule.
Today's celebrity birthdays: film director John Waters. I know his movies aren't for everyone. He's kind of an acquired taste, but a very entertaining guy, a very funny writer and filmmaker. He turns 64 years old today. Actor Ryan Stiles from The Drew Carey Show, very funny. Great sketch comedian, too, is 51. Jeffrey Dean Morgan from Grey's Anatomy is 44. Sherry Shepherd from The View, she's the one who's not Whoopi. She is 43. Shavo from System of a Down.
Yeah, dude.
Turns 36, actor Amber Heard, probably best known for Zombieland, is 24 today, and the great Jack Nicholson, I think he's a double Oscar winner. Maybe he's only won one, but I know he's been nominated a bunch of times. He is 73 today, and you'll, of course, see him courtside at the remaining Laker playoff games, because that's really his whole life now. He doesn't seem to do much acting anymore.
Really, literally never misses. Right, Mike?
Yeah, he it's rumored that he works into contracts that they will not film during NBA basketball season.
Awesome. That's why he's the best. All right, this is the Kevin and Bean Show tomorrow morning on an all-new program. A lot of times we say we have too much show, but tomorrow we really do have too much show, and I'm not sure we're going to be able to pull it off. There's a gay softball league, and bisexuals are very upset that they can't play.
All they have to do is give up women, though, and then they should be able to play, right?
Yeah, so we'll talk about that. We have Dave Duchovny on the program tomorrow.
Wow.
Pretty cool, right? Talking about the Joneses. We have comedian Jeffrey Ross on the program tomorrow.
Nice.
Always great.
We have Harrison Hommel. You may not recognize his name, but he's the commissioner and the spokesman and the president for the Moorpark College Quidditch Tournament. Quidditch.
That's not real, though. That's a made-up game in the Harry Potter books.
Yes, and they fly around on brooms and play it.
No! No!
This guy has a tournament, and he is the commissioner. So we're going to talk to him. We have Adam.
You're the reason our world has so much pain.
Exactly.
We have Movie Beat tomorrow. We have Adam Carolla tomorrow because it's Friday.
Yeah.
And like that's not enough, we have Damon Albarn from Blur and the Gorillaz. So,
damn.
All on tomorrow morning's Kevin and Bean Show.
Kevin, lay off the sauce, man.
Oh, that's good advice, actually, also. Thank you. Cat Corbett's next. 40 minutes nonstop K-Rock music. Why not stick around for Matis Yahoo? I can think of a number of reasons.
But then you got Allison's like that.
Then you got Allison Chains, and you got Muse, and you got Phoenix, and you got Jane's Addiction and more right after this on K-Rock.